Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
Rob and Akiva need a podcast, and they need your help. Can you make it onto the wheel? Rob and Akiva need a podcast. Yeah, they'll buy, they'll sell your ideas. They'll talk about it till you've got it, you'll feel. Every weekend, better attend. You can guess what will be coming up next. Rob and Akiva need a podcast.
Yeah, that's right. Rob and Akiva need a podcast, episode number 177. Today, Rob and Akiva are extra. That's not right. That's not right. We'll get it by the end of the show. Here we are with a man who gives you extra Uncle Kiwi every single week. Here he is, Akiva Winokur. Extra.
Is that a fat joke?
No, no. 3.5 podcast, baby.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's the podcast joke. I got it.
Akiva, how was your extra week?
Oh, my God. You don't even... First of all, I had the honor and the privilege to watch Extra every night.
Yep.
So it was already great.
Mm-hmm.
I had, you know, I have Fubo TV or Fubo TV on my work, on like through Fubo work.
TV.
Yeah, Fubo TV on my work account. That they like, and so I share it with some coworkers, and you know, because we're a sports company, whatever.
Yeah,
and I had this thing where I like subscribe to Extra for the week, but also like, do you think they could see like my account? Is it like offering them suggestions based on what I do? They could easily, they just click on me, like it's the same password. They could easily, anyone mm-hmm. could go into my account and see I'm like, I have like a season pass to Extra. And I'd probably get fired for being a loser.
Yeah. All right. Are we losers that we watched so much Extra?
No, it's cool. Yeah, that was my fear at the beginning of the week. Now they're jealous of me, probably.
Now they're jealous. You know, I realize. We are tapped in to mm-hmm. Hollywood news. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because we watched 5 nights of Extra. And so mm-hmm. We will take you along for that ride here. Extra, I learned, airs in my local market, I believe at 1:30 a.m.
1:30. All right. So really, so the affiliates are prioritizing on it. What channel does that air?
I believe
on?
It's on the local CBS.
I think it's like on a different channel everywhere, no?
Yeah. I mean, that's syndicated.
I guess, but like, doesn't Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy, don't they air on ABC in almost every market?
Yes, but I think that those are for the highly coveted shows. I think that's sort of like the loser syndicated.
Anyone
shows.
Will take yeah. it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever.
That's fair.
Yeah. All right. So, Akiva, last time out, you and I got together for non-canonical Q&A.
Mm-hmm. It was not canon.
It was bad.
You can't blame us.
Not canon. I did get wind that that Rob Sestrino has been added to the notable alumni of Wantagh High School.
Heck yeah. Listen, if nothing else, we've accomplished.
Accomplished something. We went mm-hmm. and we cleaned out the wheel waiting room also.
Felt so good.
Felt yeah. so good. So we are lighter on our feet today here mm-hmm. as we have a lighter wheel waiting room. And then, of course, we will get into everything with a mailbag later on today. And we'll see if we add some more ideas to the wheel. But it's time to talk about Extra.
Yeah. Listen, if we ever do a third TV show theme song bracket, should Extra be in there? Extra be in there.
I'm trying to see if I can find the sound effect for it so we could play it on demand.
You're right? saying that it's not on YouTube. You can't, or you just can't find the extra theme song.
I think that extra, the problem is it's not a unique enough name. So I think a lot of other things are screwing it up.
If you Google extra theme song, it's the first thing that comes up for me. But I agree, it's a bad SEO name.
Okay, extra theme song. Okay, so this is the extra theme song music. I guess we should let people. Yeah.
Man, that gets me fired up to hear some gossip.
Okay. So, Akiva.
Yeah.
First things first, talking about the week at Extra. First of all, we were going to talk about Extra last week, if you didn't join us. We thought that it was going to be too much following the celebrity trial that had been going on. We opted to skip a week. I think we made the right decision. People said, good call.
Yeah, there was very little. It was still like in the rotation, but there wasn't. It wasn't very heavy on definite
right,
birds.
Right, and I didn't see one message that said, "Hey, we wanted extra this week."
Take.
Yes,
where I waited all week for Robin Akiva's takes on the trial.
All right, so Akiva, first things first here, talking about Extra. So the Extraverse is wild because that. You know, there is definitely some confusion in the marketplace because Extra is hosted by Billy Bush.
Billy Bush.
Yes. Yes. And Mario Lopez hosts Access Hollywood.
Yep.
But they've basically had like a show swap.
What do you mean?
Billy Bush was the longtime host of Access Hollywood.
Okay. If you tell me Mario Lopez used to host Extra, my head's going to pop.
Look, look at
they
Akiva.
Traded hosts. They traded.
It wasn't a one for one deal. I mean, it might have been for a player to be named later, but look at the video. You Extra theme music 2016 to 2018. Who's front and center? God. Mario Lopez, host of Access Hollywood.
My mind is blown.
Yeah. And Billy Bush. That he was with Access Hollywood. There was a whole thing. I don't know if you remember. He got fired from Access Hollywood, landed on his feet with Extra after Mario Lopez parted ways to go to Access Hollywood.
So kind of an interesting trade. Can I read you some of the other people who have also worked on Extra in the past?
Sure.
Former on-air staff. Okay. Mm-hmm. Longtime correspondent, Hilaria Baldwin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that she would have some stories that she would be able to bring some insight into.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. You know, real and maybe imagined. Mm-hmm. Former NFL wide receiver Nate Burleson, who now I think hosts.
Oh, he's a big deal.
Yeah, he's doing well. His career's doing well.
What is he on? He's on the CBS Morning News, I believe. I was going to say GMA, but no, he's on CBS.
Yeah. Olivia Culpo,
sure,
girlfriend to Christian McCaffrey, and I think her sister dates our beloved Braxton Berrios.
Braxton Berrios, sure.
We also have Sean Caniff, was the Dr. Sean from season one of Survivor, was the medical correspondent in 2001. Can't believe they didn't let him stick around long term.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mario Lopez, like you said. And then this is like, this guy, I believe, hosted the show for a bunch of years. Mark McGrath, Sugar Ray.
Yeah.
Was like a major host for a while.
So, yeah. I think he was really predates Mario Lopez.
Yeah, pre-Lopez. Also, Maria Menounos. Mm-hmm. Lauren Sanchez. You know who that is?
Lauren Sanchez. The wife of Mark Sanchez?
No.
Jeff Bezos, right?
The wife of Jeff Bezos, yes.
Yes. Okay. So, a lot of different people have come through Extra. Now, Extra is also, if you haven't been watching, the thumbnail for Extra, did you get this when you watch it on Fubo TV? Do they have like the still frame of what the show art is?
I don't think so.
Okay. For me, it's a black and white photo of Billy Bush on a corded phone. Like, he's at his desk on a corded phone getting all of the news. And that is what Extra is, okay? No picture represents what you're about to hear about on Extra than a black and white photo of Billy Bush talking on a corded desk phone.
Oh, I see it. I Googled it and I found it.
Nothing
that
should
says, be in like the show art.
Yeah, breaking news in 2022 than, you know, sitting at a desk getting news on a corded phone.
Ironically, he's in an office, which in the show, he's rarely in any sort of studio or office.
Mm-hmm.
Are you implying, though, that the show is maybe old fashioned?
Yeah, very much so. So much so, in fact, mm-hmm. that me.
Yeah.
Okay, and I don't know if that's it's necessarily Rob. That people would say Rob Cesternino definitely knows everything that's going on in the world of entertainment news in 2022. Mm-hmm. That few would say that.
No one's ever called him a mess magnet.
Yeah. There was not one person or thing that I did not know of by watching Extra. That there was I kind of thought like, oh man, I might be a little long in the tooth for talking about little. There was not one thing that was not already like in my knowledge base. In
so you're
a week
they're not
of Extra.
They're not focusing on TikTokers or new media people.
There was no mention of TikTok all week.
They might not know about it yet.
Yes. Yes. TikTok, I believe, was only brought up one time. In talking about I don't even need to talk about how it came up.
Oh, but you know what? It was like the most old fashioned, like someone gained like a million tick. They were like talking about TikTok like it was on the moon. You know what I mean? It was like a very old fashioned.
Yes, you know. Yes. It was. They had mentioned that somebody that was in that celebrity trial has gone from 1.5 to 4 million followers on TikTok.
Big story.
Big story. Okay. So that's Extra. Also, that Extra seems to have a subtitle. They call it,
what is it?
Extra. And they talk about it as Extra, where you get to see the show behind the show.
That's a very long subtitle. Where you get to see the show behind the show.
Yeah. Basically,
what does that even mean?
Yeah. This is how it goes. Where you get to see the show behind the show. And basically what this means is that there's a lot of like Billy Bush seemingly walking around like an empty office. Like I think they fired the entire staff of Extra.
The day COVID started.
Nobody nobody came back. Everybody's working remotely except for Billy Bush, like wanders around the empty office. And sometimes you see this footage in like black and white, or you see him in like in the makeup chair in black and white. Like there's interspersed with like footage of making Extra.
Ah, so last week I watched a couple episodes because we hadn't pulled the plug on last week's episode yet. And one thing you see about Billy is he's reporting news wherever he is.
Yes.
Sometimes he's in the car and that's like he'll tell you what's going on in The Bachelorette from his car. And then the next scene, he's like in his dressing room. And that's where you're finding out about like Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. Like he's going all over the place, letting you know. Sometimes he's on a phone, sometimes in his house.
Yeah.
Yeah. There must be a camera person. There's one camera person left. And then there's like, that's one person's job. And then there's Billy Bush and Rachel the Bachelorette.
Yeah.
And a couple other people. And then there's one other job, which is the poor intern who constantly has to call up clips from like 1996. Can you like find a funny thing J-Lo said on Extra 1996, please? The worst job in the whole world, but that person works very hard.
Yeah. Like I think at once upon a time, I think Extra used to be like on a set and there'd be like a shiny floor and like, but no more. Now that we just like, they wander around the empty office and we sort of just get like a lot of voiceover. And then halfway through the show, then just another person just starts talking.
I don't think they introduce them a lot of times also, right? They don't say like who they are on there's no Chiron that says like.
Right. And that helps with the contract negotiations.
Oh, so you think they want to dim their stars?
Yes. Yes. Okay. So we have a lot of other people that are not really introduced, but they just sort of like will just be like doing like interviews with people.
So
we saw Rachel Lindsay. She was on a lot. Yes, yeah. she was on a lot this week, and she was the she was a bachelorette, right? But there was and here's Rachel.
No, they don't. They don't play up Rachel. Jennifer Lammers. It was the other one who I noticed multiple times.
Yeah,
I don't know her, but she.
I'm not sure they even spoke to each other at any point. It was just like, okay, now a different person is going to start talking.
Yes. Yeah. And sometimes they're in the same room, but like one person will say one thing, another person. Yeah. There's not a lot of like give and take. There's also the show is 7 days a week. I think there's like,
yeah, I think it might be 6 days a week,
6 days a week. But there's like a 1 hour sort of general weekend.
I think there's
edition.
Like a Saturday edition. Yeah.
And I don't think Billy Bush hosts the Saturday edition.
No. Okay. All right. So let's talk about the week that was in entertainment. Mm-hmm. Okay. Get ready, everybody. All right. Monday mm-hmm. Extra. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
And again, in my local market, Extra airs in like 1:30 a.m. So I hope that we have the day straight. But
you stayed up late every night.
Every night. Well, I set the alarm.
I had a worse thing, Rob.
Yeah.
I because I hadn't pressed record this week until like Thursday on Fubo. I was able to watch it, but with commercials, like the commercials from the show.
Yeah.
So I had to sit through like local news and Texas commercials the whole time. It was pretty brutal.
Yeah. Okay.
Fast forward, rewind if I heard something interesting or whatever. I just had to keep going.
Now I'm sure you must have wanted to rewind many times.
So many
to hear
times.
All the interesting things. Okay. So all right. So let's talk about some. We started off the week with some sad relationship news.
Uh oh.
Two big split ups.
What were they?
Michael B. Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
He has split
from Space Jam 2.
No.
No, he was on Space Jam 2. Yes. We watched it with Shannon Gus.
Yes. Okay. So Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey are going their separate ways.
Yeah. One of my favorite celebrity couples.
Yes. Okay.
No mas.
All right. They are splitting up. And also Shakira is splitting up with her longtime boyfriend.
Gerard Piqué.
Yes. Okay. Which one are you more upset about?
I guess Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey. I thought they were going to make it all the way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a PK fan. You know, Shakira's cool, but I'm not a big Barcelona fan. He's on Barcelona. He's also kind of old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at this point, like I don't really care about him.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's one of these like zillion year old soccer players. Been around forever. PK.
Yeah. Okay. So. Kind of a big age gap between Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey. Michael B. Jordan.
How old's MJB?
What do you think? MBJ.
MBJ, yeah. Well, I just checked. Lori Harvey's 25.
Well, okay, so how old is Michael B. Jordan?
I would have guessed like 34.
Yeah, 35.
That is a big age difference.
Big age difference. So, yeah, very sad. Mm-hmm. You know, we are hoping for the best for both of them. I like they talked to Steve Harvey. They got an interview clip with Steve Harvey, and Steve Harvey said, "Yeah, Steve, Michael B. Jordan's he's a cool guy, but they're broken up now."
I mean, that's the father of Lori.
Yes, yes.
It would be funny if he was just like, "We spoke to another Harvey randomly."
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
here's
Matt
Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
Or what if Steve Harvey, like, it would be funny if there was a bit where Steve Harvey thought Michael B. Jordan was really Michael Jordan because he's mixed up names before famously. It's like, damn, I thought she was
still
set for
a great
life.
Night. Still a great night. All right. Then, okay, because we got to keep moving about a lot of big stories this week.
Like
okay.
The show does.
All right. Akiva, now, did you know about the MTV Movie Awards this week?
I didn't know they had. I don't think I'm allowed to watch anymore. I think once you hit like 34, they don't let you watch.
Yeah. See, I had no idea about the MTV Movie Awards. And what I was very surprised to hear about was that the MTV Movie Awards are still happening and J-Lo accepted the Generation Award.
Okay. Now, the thing I like about J-Lo, and I like J-Lo, I'm not anti-J-Lo.
Sounds like a very anti-J-Lo take is about to come out right now.
Well, she's getting an award at the MTV Movie Awards.
Mm-hmm.
She like one of our like most accomplished actresses.
Oh,
you know?
Well, Akiva, so that she happened to, you know, what did she thank in her speech when she received the Generation Award? She thanked all of the heartbreak and disappointment, the ones that lied to me. So she basically like, thanked you and all the haters who said she would never be anything in her movie career.
Well, what are your five favorite? What's your Mount J-Lo more? What's your top four?
Let's see. So let's take a look on the IMDb. I feel like that of more of late. Let's just take a look at the Jennifer Lopez movie career.
Does,
by the way,
she does have a good movie career. I'm not.
Yeah, I think Hustlers is probably her most celebrated role.
Okay, she did well in Hustlers.
Yeah, but then she's in a bunch of, like, they just kept running it back with, like, her in a bunch of different rom-coms in the, you know, early part of the millennium. Made in Manhattan.
Yep, yeah, that's a big one.
Second Act, Geely, famously.
Famously.
Out of Sight, but...
Monster-in-Law.
Marry Me, most recently.
Yeah. Well, Out of Sight was a really good movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Out of Sight with her and George Clooney, that was good. She's Selena. Anaconda's terrible, but it's kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
We could watch Anaconda. It's pretty wild.
Mm-hmm. Another one of Josh Wiggler's favorites, yeah.
She has had a good movie career.
She's had a good run.
But I feel like she's like, if you combine everything, she's like an all-timer.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't know if she's like my top movie star to get like the all-time, you know.
Up with MTV, because they just gave her the... Generation Award.
Mm-hmm. Generational talent.
Who were the other recipients of the MTV Generation Award? Let's see.
That's a good question.
Past recipients.
Make it up this year just to get J-Lo to attend?
I guess you have to give her a famous award. Okay. MTV Generation Award winners year by year. Okay. So some other people that might be coming up in Extra this week. Okay. Mm-hmm. We have the 28. Looks like they didn't give one away. Maybe they weren't doing live MTV Movie Awards for a couple of years. Most recently, 2018, Chris Pratt. More on him this week.
Okay.
2017, the Generation Award goes to friends of the show, the Fast and Furious franchise.
So the whole franchise won a Generation Award.
Yeah.
Okay.
2016 winner was Will Smith.
Hell yeah.
You can't go wrong and give an award to Will Smith at an award show.
Yeah.
2015, Robert Downey Jr.
Okay, that's fine.
2014, Mark Wahlberg.
Yep.
2013, Jamie Foxx.
Yep. Peak Fox time.
2012, a man who's in a celebrity trial that we are not going to talk about, but I heard he has 4 million followers on TikTok.
Okay.
Will they rescind the Generation Award?
I don't think they've ever rescinded one before.
Okay. 2011, Reese Witherspoon. A little early for Reese, right?
I mean, no, I think that was probably peak Reese. It would be funny if they like made a big stink out of, let's say, like some other actor on this list that ends up being cancer or something, and they make a big deal out of like taking away their MTV Generation Award. And then the actor tweets like, well, it's like in the garbage. Like, you can't take it away. Like, I don't. Yeah.
2010, Star of Speed 1 and 2. Speed 2 Cruise Control, Sandra Bullock.
I wonder if Speed 2 came up at the Generation Award.
Yeah.
I bet she made a crack about it.
2009, Ben Stiller. 2008, The Sandman. Adam Sandler.
I was just watching the Adam Sandler Netflix movie, the basketball movie.
Yes. Coming to coming to nothing but Netflix this weekend.
Yeah. Who's the guest?
TBD. TBD.
Okay.
Okay. Mike Myers, 2007, a star of nothing but Netflix. 2006, Jim Carrey. 2005, again, somebody who might come up a little bit later, Tom Cruise.
Wow.
Generation Award winners. So all people that featured prominently on Extra.
Yeah, but I have the most recent winners I see on my list, too.
Yes.
The Rock in 2019, they didn't do in 2020.
Maybe this is an old article.
Yeah, and then ScarJo in 2021.
Okay. So... All right, the Generation Award is a huge, huge honor. So congratulations to J-Lo. So did you hear about the Queen's Jubilee this week, Akiva?
I heard about it. I don't really know what that means.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So the Queen had her Jubilee, I believe 75 years as the Queen.
It's a lot of long time to be the Queen. You know how many interviews she's done in 75 years?
Mm-hmm.
Never. Yeah. She's never done an interview.
Yeah. Okay. She never did an interview, but did you see that she did a segment with Paddington Bear?
Yeah, that's not an interview, but yeah, the Paddington is he's a big star. The Queen is lucky to work with Paddington.
Yeah, nobody knew that the Queen was going to do a segment with Paddington Bear. How did Paddington Bear get the exclusive with Queen Elizabeth II?
You know, the Queen probably has like really good PR people.
Yeah.
And I really think that, you know,
who else was in the running other than Paddington Bear? Mr. Bean?
I feel like she's probably done the Mr. Bean thing before. I don't know, like...
Is Paddington Bear the most beloved British television character?
British television?
I mean, they could have got like, Winnie the Pooh. I mean, the...
Yeah, they didn't even have to ask permission for Winnie the Pooh. They
public domain
rights
now.
Are available.
Mm-hmm.
I think Paddington has as far surpassed Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
Okay. What about Buzz Lightyear? Is that movie's coming out this week?
That would have been good. Huge to get Buzz Lightyear
for the Queen.
Yeah, more on that. More on that later on this week. So, did you see Prince Louis also this week?
Is that the kid who was misbehaving at the tennis tournament and stuff?
Billy Bush was that kid was a star.
Can I, the thing about Billy Bush, is the whole show extra? Is it like, it seems like hagiographic about like celebrities, like it's, everything's positive.
What's that word?
A hagiography. It's like, you know, like if you wrote a book, but it's all like, only tells the good stuff, leaves out the bad stuff.
Yeah.
And is that the premise of the show? Like, we're only going to tell you, like, it's very pro celebrities, right?
It's
they never make fun of celebrities really on Extra.
Yeah, they really.
Like, even the Kardashians are treated as like.
Reverence.
With full reverence, yes.
Celebrities, they're just like us. We're so lucky to have them. We worship at the altar of celebrity. And that's why I think that the genre has passed Extra by. I feel like that even like, you know, Extra, the Access Hollywoods, E! News, I feel like all of these things, I don't know, kind of feel like that the world has shifted maybe. I mean, again, not like I have the finger on the pulse, but I kind of feel like that. That's why I think that these shows really are catering to, like, the 40-plus crowd.
I think the average viewer age of Extra is probably a lot higher than 40, yes.
I think so. Like, this is, like, the celebrity news, like, for my mom.
Yeah, it's a lot of, like, people... It's also celebrity news for people who don't really follow celebrity news because it's, like, quick bites of a lot of different things. We're not going deep on almost any... Yeah, it is like Quibi. We're not going deep on almost anything.
We're not going deep on anything, but it is like basically, because I don't know if that there are any young people who have cable television.
Well, Extra's is on regular. Like you don't really need cable in theory.
Okay. Here's my bigger picture question for you. How many people under the age of 30 like have a cable box?
Very few. Very few.
So, like, how many people are watching, you know, even have, like, the capability to watch Extra?
Like, are you saying they don't seek it out on Extra.com or wherever?
I don't think so. I don't think it's not part of any, like, streaming package.
Right.
Unless you have, like, a YouTube TV or something like that. But nobody has a season, other than you and I, nobody has a season pass to Extra Access Hollywood Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't really think that it's... I think it's an older demo watching Extra.
I think that makes sense. I was looking at the ratings. Entertainment Tonight and Inside Edition are like a zillion times more popular than Extra, and Access Hollywood and TMZ are also more
popular.
How many
people a night watch Extra? Do we have a way of telling that?
It gets a 0.6 rating, so I don't know if that's...
I'm surprised it's that high.
I don't know what that really, I'm not exactly sure what that equals in terms of viewers, because that's just how many people are watching at the time, but I don't know how you calculate that when sometimes it's on at 1 a.m, but I mean, it's not nothing, but it's not great.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about some other big stories here. This is just Monday on Extra.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I mean, there's a lot going on this week.
So we got to see a little bit of a Top Gun Maverick, still a big story this week. And, you know, big story that's going to have some competition at the box office this weekend, though, Uncle Kiwi.
With what? Jurassic Park?
Jurassic Park. World Dominion. Yeah. Jurassic World Dominion. Is that what it's called?
I'm not sure. It's not a great, like, tagline.
Yeah, I don't think it's called Jurassic Park. I think Jurassic Park is out. This is Jurassic World.
Jurassic World. Okay.
Yes. Okay. So, you know, that... Tom Cruise, he's just like, he does it all for the fans.
Yeah, it's not for the money, of which he makes, you know, $100 to $200 million for one of these movies. It is for the fans who, you know, he would probably never go within.
Tom Cruise spends every moment of his life thinking about, how can I do it for the fans? He's like us.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like what should be on the wheel next week? That's basically what TC is thinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then also we got a little bit about Tom Brady underwear, Akiva.
Oh my God.
Yes. All right. Would you consider mm-hmm. wearing Tom Brady underwear? Giselle made a video to launch Tom Brady underwear.
Yeah. And it's Brady in his underwear in their bathroom, right?
Yeah. Who is this for?
Tom Brady underwear?
Yeah.
For someone who, you know, loves Tom Brady. I mean, Patriots fans and
Patriots fans are going to buy Tom Brady underwear?
Yeah, I think so.
If anything, they should get like that picture of him from like the 2000 combine of him in his underwear and then say like, this is Tom Brady underwear then. Now Tom Brady underwear.
And then, but they should wear that as underwear with the picture of him, or is that more of a shirt? Think of that more as a shirt.
Yeah. Let's see. Tom Brady underwear. How much do you think Tom Brady underwear costs?
I mean, I feel like Brady's products are really marked up. So I'm going to say $40, $39.99.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Tom Brady boxer briefs. Let's see. A five pack is how much, Akiva?
$100.
$85.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. What's so great about it? What does Tom Brady know about underwear?
It's a good question. I mean, he really just loves monetizing stuff. He's very good at making money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. That's probably why he's stuck in the league. It's like, you know, if Giselle's like, if you quit, who's going to buy your underwear when you launch the, you know, big underwear thing in June?
So Akiva, if you traveled to the United States again, how many pairs of Tom Brady underwear, would you pack for the trip?
I'd say two per day I was going.
Wow. Okay. Two a days.
I imagine, you know, if someone's out there, you know, trying to, you know, get with, you know, someone, it's like, hey, it's like, I got my lucky Tom Brady underwear on tonight. Mm-hmm. Good help.
I'd be like, check, please. I'm out.
I mean, would you wear Zach Wilson underwear, the Jets quarterback?
Zach Wilson underwear? Let's see how the year goes. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right. And then finally, Monday's extra, I thought, ended on a little bit of a weird note. Don't know exactly what's going on and how bleak the monetary picture is on extra, but it seemed to me like we kind of like rented out like a QVC segment.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get that?
No, I didn't get it.
It seemed like that they just started like shilling like products, like they sort of like did it under the guise of like that this was still news, but it was just like advertising things.
No, I didn't. Maybe mine cut off for that. What were they selling?
It was just like they're like selling like a bunch of like appliances.
No, I didn't see it.
Okay,
that's bizarre.
I don't know. And then there was like another on the Friday night episode. There was just like a whole segment that was like a commercial for like Visit Las Vegas.
They have a strong Vegas connection. I know they have a Vegas correspondent always.
Yeah. But extra, I don't know if anybody's like paying attention to like what's going on here at extra. They called it the extra real deal.
It sounds like a show with a very old audience is doing a lot of like, you know, yeah, like trying to market directly to consumer stuff.
Yeah, here, you want to listen in? And
yes, please.
Let's listen in a little bit on the extra real deal where they brought in a woman who comes from morningsave.com.
Mm-hmm. Extra, sell me this pen.
Yeah, extra is going to tell you about some other products as we come out of the Tom Brady underwear segment.
Wear a line. Zadie Murray is here to give us the scoop on the latest must-haves from MorningSave.com in today's extra real deal, and we are treating
the extra real deal.
Nice.
You're going to love this. Add a personal touch to any outfit with these initial necklaces from Prime and Pure. It features an initial on one side, and then it says one in a million on the other.
So it's a necklace, Akiva, that has an initial on it. Like, why is this part of my extra? Why are we hearing from this lady that's trying to sell me a necklace?
Again, the ratings are 0.6.
I came here for the celebrity news. Why am I being sold a necklace from morningsave.com? It's lovely.
They're trying to keep the lights on with the low ratings. Listen, you think Billy Bush comes cheap? No, he does not.
Mm-hmm.
Making it the perfect gift for yourself or a loved one. This retails as high as $39, but you can get yours today for just $19.
All right.
I love that. Mine says mm-hmm. M, so I'm just going to say that stands for mom. What's next?
Next up, we have the Royal Intelligent Eye Massager. It targets acupuncture points around the eyes, eyebrows, and temples.
Do you need an eye massage, Akiva? Father's Day is coming up.
I didn't know that was a thing, but that's pretty exciting.
Yeah. Okay. The Royal. How much would you pay for the Royal Eye Massager?
I'll be honest. If you paid me $100, I would not. I would not.
All right. Let's see.
I'm not letting anything.
This is from MorningSave.com. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you can feel relief after staring at your screen. This can cost as much as $91, but you
forget
can get
that.
Yours today for just $39.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, when I'm getting a machine to poke me in the eye, I am looking for the cheapest thing I can find.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah,
that's why. I'm
not paying a lot of money mm-hmm. to get poked in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
Cheapest as possible.
It's super soft.
Yes, it's really loved.
Ooh, love it. All right, what's next?
Next up, we've got this amazing Bonico 3-piece healthy air bundle. It includes a diffuser, humidifier.
Why'd you laugh when she said that? Does she know it's a scam? Is she in on it?
For just $39.
Let's see.
It's super soft.
Yes, it's really loved.
Ooh, love it. All right, what's next?
Next up, we've got this amazing... Yeah,
she knows. Look, okay. That's extra on Monday.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. You ready for the Tuesday dish?
I am ready. What's the tea? Okay. Tuesday tea.
All right. Here's the Tuesday tea. Well, actually, let's not necessarily tea. We're talking about the War of the Rose, as Billy Bush would put it.
What's that?
Brad and Angelina are feuding. Now, they've been mm-hmm. divorced for a while, but apparently they like went in on like some like champagne company.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know anything about this?
I don't know much about it, but I know that it's been tough to split up their assets.
Yeah. Okay. Not that exciting. I don't know. It seemed like a slow news day that Extra led with this. I think Billy Bush just really was very proud of the War of the Rose.
That was a good bit. You think he wrote that? You don't think the show has writers anymore?
I don't know. I don't know. If they have writers, they are working remotely.
The thing about Billy Bush, you have to pretend, and anyone in that job, the Mary Lopez of the world, you have to pretend to care about all these stories.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he makes a lot of money doing this.
Yeah.
But I don't
think
like he
cares.
Like his first cousin and
honest.
His uncle.
Yeah.
They were all president of the United States. He's mm-hmm. like, I know he gets paid well, but he's got to pretend to care about like all these people, every one of them.
Yeah.
That seems tough to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I couldn't do it. That's why he's got the job and I don't. I couldn't pretend to care about them.
Celebrity gossip.
I don't think he does.
I think he's really into it. He just like eats, lives, breathes the stuff.
Are you thinking his passion is like celebrities?
I think so. I think when he was on the shelf, I think it was probably a tough time for him.
He's like, he has all these takes.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, Tom Holland and Zendaya, I got no one to talk about it with. Jeez. It's like Mike Francesa when he's between radio shows. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
I'm just like talking into his pillow, like mm-hmm. letting them know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. There was some other stuff about what the guy that was in the celebrity trial is doing. He's hanging out in England. Also, it seems like that. Isn't it that there's always like two people like holding him up?
Two people holding up Billy Bush?
No. The guy that was in the celebrity trial.
Oh, yeah. The guy. Yeah.
It's also I'm not sure he can walk. Yeah.
I do think that the show is very positive, but I also think they're like very into winners. So whoever won that trial, they were just going to like treat mm-hmm. with like fawning yeah. reverence, you know, mm-hmm. but
yeah.
I think in general, extending beyond that, like I do think it's like if you're hot, like extras all over you. And if you're down, forget it. They don't care about you.
They won't even talk about you. Not even in the morning save.com segment. Okay.
No.
All right. Let's talk about some real winners. That is Jurassic World Dominion red carpet. It's happening. Akiva, have you gone out and seen Jurassic World Dominion yet?
Well, I haven't seen the first two in the reboot. So, and everyone says the third one's really bad. So I'm probably not going to make it a big priority.
This is the third one.
Yeah, everyone says it's really bad.
Jurassic World Dominion is really bad?
I mean, I think people said that
Chris Pratt said it's the best one out of all of the Jurassic movies.
I mean, all to be fair, I don't, what would his incentive be to lie? I can't think of any. He's probably telling the truth.
I mean, he is a MTV Generation Award winner.
You know, that's true. It did make an obscene amount of money.
Yes.
I see the first review calls it
Top Gun Maverick.
I don't know if it beat. I mean, wasn't that a holiday weekend? I don't know. But it has a 6.0 on IMDb. That's not great. I see a review calling it joyless.
Yeah.
Out of 10. Yeah. Not out of 100. That would be bad.
Well, the interesting thing about Jurassic World Dominion to me is that that I watched a horrible movie on Nothing But Netflix with Chappelle a couple of weeks ago, The Bubble. Which was just a god awful movie, but allegedly the idea for The Bubble was like the making of Jurassic World Dominion during COVID times.
Because they all live together, as you know, if they you watched Extra this
week. Yes.
Okay. All the stars, and they must have some crazy stories. We didn't really hear those crazy stories.
Yeah, they had the best time making Jurassic World Dominion for sure. Chris Pratt, but he was sweating on the red carpet. It was hot in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I most of their news on Extra they get from just being on the red carpet. Like they're invited to every red carpet, and that's how they get their time with these celebs. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of red carpet interviews, seems like that the cast of Ozark was together. We got an interview with, of course, the Ozark stars, Jason Bateman, and somebody else who's going to get a little more extra screen time coming up this week. Not Jennifer Garner. You know what I'm talking about? Can you help me out here?
Julia Garner.
Yes.
Julia Garner.
Yes.
Yeah, I never heard of her before, like last week.
Apparently,
I don't watch Ozark.
She's going to be, I don't want to spoil the rest of the week, but she's got some big movie roles coming up.
Yeah, there's a lot of Julia Garner talk.
Inventing Anna also. So there might be an Ozark movie. I don't want to get anybody's hopes up.
I mean, I've never seen it. Do you think Ozark's good? Would we like Ozark?
I don't know. I bet if I put it on, I would get into it.
Yeah, I'm sure it's fine. I'm not against Ozark. I just haven't gotten to it.
Yeah. Brad Pitt, he has a new movie coming out. Okay, I think that I would have worked this into the War of the Rosé segment, but maybe they didn't want to hype up Brad Pitt's new movie in sort of like the like down story for Brad Pitt. Bullet Train.
Yeah, Bullet Train. They got a lot of like old footage from Brad Pitt. That's really what they do. They're like, we don't have much to show you on Extra. We used to get interviews with these people when we had a bigger rating.
Yep.
So, like, here's us talking to Extra. Here's us talking to Brad Pitt 17 years ago.
Yep. Okay. Then they talked to Adam Sandler about his new movie, Hustle, coming to Netflix.
What did the Sandman have to say?
He's just talking about how he really likes the co-star.
Yeah, it's him and Juancho Hernan Gomez. They're going back and forth. And, it seems like they were friends. It's also funny because Juancho Hernan Gomez is, like, complaining the whole time that they cut out his best scene in the movie.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they've robbed him of his Oscar, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, so Adam Sandler's doing a lot of publicity for Hustle.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he does like one of these. He does like a Netflix movie every year, it seems like, at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And interestingly, that they told us about the whole cast for Hustle, Queen Latifah plays Adam Sandler's wife.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very aware of that because, again, I'm halfway through the movie. But
yeah.
Queen Latifah is his wife.
Yeah, I've been shipping them for years, so I'm excited to see them finally.
QL and AS? Yeah. Yeah, I remember you talking about that.
Yeah. And then finally, I thought this was a little sad. Melissa McCarthy has a new project. She's doing like a home renovation HGTV show. I mean, look, I have a couple of friends that do shows on HGTV. And I'm thrilled for them. Mm-hmm. But I feel like for Melissa McCarthy,
your friends were never like the biggest star on TV.
Yeah, Melissa McCarthy, I feel like only a couple of years ago had a lot going on, and now her and her friend are renovating your house.
What do you think happened?
I don't know if she quit the game or did the game quit her?
I mean, if you quit the game, you don't take your ball and go to HGTV.
You think, right? The game quit her?
I mean, she probably had some movies that were flopperoos, right?
Yeah.
Super Intelligent she made with her husband, which is never a great sign. I mean, I'm sure he's an incredible talent. Mm-hmm. It made $4 million at the box office. James Corden is in it. Okay, no thanks. And then...
and then you're so sour on James Corden.
Yeah, we're an anti-Corden podcast. You didn't know that?
And so, and Seth Meyers is the king of late night, but...
She's on a show called God's Favorite Idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Created and starring by her husband. So maybe the rumors in Hollywood is she's just like doing stuff to prop up her husband.
You think so?
She was like... She's hosted SNL 9 times, or she's at least been on it 9 times, according to this.
Well, yeah,
like a big star.
She used to be Sean Spicer. I think that's probably a lot of her SNL. Ah,
that's why. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Got it.
But, okay. So.
All right. I mean, listen, maybe HGTV, they're throwing out the bag these days, and that's a good gig. I don't know.
So that's what's going on with Melissa McCarthy, who's you can catch her on HGTV.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Okay. Keep, why don't we take a break? We'll come back and let's talk about Wednesday on Extra.
Mm-hmm. People say Wednesday is usually Extra's like best show of the week. So that's a good idea.
Okay. You know, they're not messing around on hump day over on Extra. We'll talk about it if we come back right after this.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
All right, Akiva, Wednesday this week was not a slow day on Extra.
A lot going on. Yeah, I can't believe they didn't sometimes the game is going long and like, all right, we're going to bleed into the next thing. That's what Extra should have done. They should have been like, we got 40 minutes worth of celebrity gossip. We're not cutting it to 30. Cut the next show out.
Cancel
the local news.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
I think the next show is usually like TMZ or something. I did
read up on the Wikipedia. I think that sometimes there would be too much stuff going on Extra. And so
what did they do?
They had something that was called Extra Extra. It was Extra Extra. But unfortunately, with, they expected it to be titled Extra Extra. And, there was some legal issues because there was another thing called Extra Extra Show Daily, which was an industry expo trade magazine. And so they ran into some trademark issues.
So what'd they call it?
It's still Extra.
They scrapped the show. They were going to have a second show and they scrapped it.
I think that they were going to call it Extra Extra when they had Billy Bush come on.
Oh, I got it.
So... No, it's just Extra no matter what. All right. So Akiva, Wednesday. All right.
Yes.
They're going to talk a little bit about that celebrity trial. We don't need to get into it. They're very taken with the lawyer also.
They were very into the lawyer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
I don't think Extra's setting the trends. I think they're following the trends.
They're following the trends. Okay.
When people are talking about the lawyer, they talk about the lawyer.
Yeah. There's going to be some sort of a Bob Saget memorial show that's going to be on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
They're very excited about that. Okay. So Madonna news all over the place on Extra this week.
Mm-hmm.
Julia Garner is going to play the material girl in the new movie.
Yeah. How does Madonna feel about that?
Good. She was involved in the casting.
Oh, she's like an exec or something on that movie?
Yeah. So that might be a real, what was that word you said? Like when it's only the good things.
Hagiography.
Yeah.
You think it's going to be, You don't think Madonna's going to let them in on the bad stuff?
I don't think so.
You're I don't think it's going to
be the tell-all. Yeah. All right. Akiva, also, a lot of America's Got Talent coverage on Extra.
Yeah, because why watch America's Got Talent when you could hear about it briefly up for like 30 seconds every day?
It seems like, is this the same production company as Extra and America's Got Talent?
It's interesting because, like, if you read the New York Post every day like I do, you know that the New York Post will randomly decide to cover the same news story or the same TV show like 45 days in a row.
Yeah.
Like, the New York Post writes about some, like, golfer who's like an Instagram golfer. Every single day.
Every day.
She's not famous. This is a not famous person. They cover her like she is all eight Kardashians in one.
Yeah.
And like, so clearly there's something. They used to cover the show Married at First Sight, which is like maybe the 420th most popular show on television.
Great podcast, like it, though.
Yes. Yeah, great podcast. Like it was, you know, the you know, final season of Seinfeld or something. So like, it is very, or they'll do like 30 days in a row in the same case. And like, some days they have nothing and they'll still like turn into a headline. So I think Extra, you know, they've learned, they're from the same school. It's like, yeah, there are certain things that they probably always talk about AGT, and they cover it like it's the best show on TV. Also, it's interesting.
I wonder if really, does AGT do well in the ratings and like, that's what the people are talking about. Give us AGT.
They have a lot, and it's not like the same channel necessarily, right? You're not watching this on NBC. But I don't know. Maybe like, oh, well, Howie Mandel's always been great to us. He'll talk to us whenever we want.
Yeah.
So,
well, apparently there was an 11-year-old and she sang Amazing Grace and there was not a dry eye in the house.
Yeah, but you didn't catch, like, you're not letting the audience in on the craziest part of the whole thing.
Yeah. What's the craziest part of the whole thing?
She was in the audience. She was like planted in the audience instead of being on the stage.
I don't know. Well, it seems a little fugazi to me.
A little fishy that like the best singer in the show's history, they just gave a microphone to in the audience.
Well, she's a super fan.
Ah, she's a super fan of the show, but she's also a super singer.
She's a super fan and she goes to all the tapings and her dad.
Every taping?
I think so. I think her dad is also like, sick. Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine you're like friends with like her, whatever. And it's like, hey, what are you doing tonight? Well, you know, eight night in a row, got to go to AGT tape. He's like, again?
Yeah. Really, not since Susan Boyle has there been a sensation like this.
I mean, Howie Mandel, and again, he would never lie to us. He said, there's not going to be a superstar coming out of the season. He promises multiple superstars.
Yeah. Okay. I mean,
I don't know. What's the last person who won the show that you've ever heard of? Probably... I mean, Susan Boyle wasn't even on this show. She was on the British one.
Yeah, I feel like there's some puppet guys that did something.
Yeah, that was season one. That was like 20 years ago, right?
Yeah. So, all right. So we'll see. Maybe if they could get Susan Boyle and this girl to team up.
That might be the answer. Yeah. I mean, Susan Boyle really, like, is she still hot in the streets, Susan Boyle?
They should have had her at the Jubilee.
She's probably one of the 5 or 10 most famous British people that's there.
I mean, she should have been in that Paddington Bear spot.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Okay. So then, do you know there's going to be a new Father of the Bride remake?
I sort of heard about it. Tell me about it, though.
I'm not sure if it's in the same Father of the Bride cinematic universe.
I mean, you think it's a different universe?
I think so. I don't think there's, like, there's no Steve Martin. There's no Martin Short. So, yeah, I think it's just a reboot.
I don't know. I wasn't a huge Father of the Bride person.
Yeah, not even Father of the Bride 2.
So you think I didn't like the first one, but I was very into the second one?
Maybe we should reboot Father. Well, I guess they did. Father of the Bride is back, but I think
they don't need us.
You know, I think it's going directly to HBO Max, and there's Andy Garcia. I think there was a 1950 Father of the Bride, so I think that basically. So I don't know. Like, is this canon? It's an adaptation of
Father the 50s one.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, was Father of the Bride a book? Maybe the first Father of the Bride is out of the public domain.
It's possible. Like Winnie the Pooh.
Maybe Father
Maybe Father and Bride and Winnie the Pooh could get together if they're both out of the public
domain.
Do
you think Andy Garcia has smoke with Steve Martin? Of like, well, what was wrong with my Father of the Bride?
Interesting. It's possible.
Gloria Estefan is going to be in this one also.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, all
Andy
right.
Garcia. I don't know.
That's also coming up. A lot of movie news. Then, Black Adam is coming out. Yeah.
Pink Panther 2, Andy Garcia and Steve Martin. What do you think happened on set?
I don't know. Like,
they were together in the movie.
He's probably like, Andy Garcia was probably like, hey, Father of the Bride ain't you know what.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, maybe they had a big war on
and
set.
And Steve Martin was probably like, well, if you think you can do a better job, then let me see. Try it.
Yeah, it's possible.
Mm-hmm. Black Adam is coming out with The Rock. They just showed a trailer of that.
It would have shocked me if we didn't get one Rock sighting on mm-hmm. Extra.
Yeah, I need The Rock. All right. Hey, remember Jurassic Park World Dominion?
Yeah, we literally just talked about it.
They talked to Laura Dern. I thought that mm-hmm. she was a little... They talked about how Laura Dern is much younger mm-hmm. than Sam Neill.
Much
younger. And that was her love interest. Years. Yeah. And now Sam Neill is he's up there. He's mm-hmm. later days, Sam Neill.
Yeah.
Sam Neill is 74 years old.
Jeez. And mm-hmm. LD is 54?
Yeah, Laura Dern is 55. And she was like, hey, it was the 90s. That's what they used to do in movies.
And yeah, I think she's... like given that same interview to like a million different outlets because mm-hmm. I've seen that elsewhere.
Yeah. A little shade-a-roo for the Jurassic Park franchise.
I mean, who's she throwing shade at? Steven Spielberg? Like
yeah, 30 I think years she's ago? Throwing shade at Hollywood appropriately.
Yeah. Okay. Fair mm-hmm. enough.
Yeah. I mean, like, let's get with the program. Like, look, that just because the dinosaurs are from the Jurassic age doesn't mean that the system needs to still be.
That's true.
Yeah. Maybe Laura Dern should have been dating Jeff Goldblum. Although Jeff Goldblum is no spring chicken either.
He's not a spring chicken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How old is...
spring chicken's very young. Is that why we call them... Because spring chicken's inherently like a few weeks old or something.
Yeah. Jeff Goldblum is 69. Not much better. Laura Dern, you know what? We should make it right. Laura Dern, her love interest should be Chris Pratt in the new movie.
Ooh, that's good. You're a good call. Laura Dern used to date Baron Davis, NBA point guard Baron Davis.
Yeah. That would really turn the whole thing on its head.
Now, they may be related in the history of the movie. I'm not sure.
I don't think so.
I don't know the canon.
That Chris Pratt is like Laura Dern's like a son?
Kirby, why else is he there? Like, maybe they explain that. I don't know.
OG scientists.
Have you seen any of the new three Jurassic Parks?
I think I saw parts of the first one.
Did you love the first Jurassic Park back in the day?
I think 1993? Love is a strong word.
Mm-hmm.
I
loved it. It was one of my favorite movies.
You loved it. It was a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Have you shown it to your kids yet?
I think we had it on parts of it.
I was wondering if I should or if it's too scary.
I think they should have brought in. Do they have like maybe is Wayne Knight's son should be in a Jurassic Park movie?
Mm-hmm. I mean, Wayne Knight's still alive, right?
But well, I mean, Jurassic Park 1993 spoilers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think
I got what you're saying. I got what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. I got it.
Speaking of Wayne Knight, what a segue, because mm-hmm. I talked about the show behind the show, that Billy Bush, that he's just talking about, like, because they have a clip queued up of JLD, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, mm-hmm. famous three-name celebrity, that Billy Bush is like, favorite Seinfeld moments. Okay, shoot. And he's just like in the makeup chair and he's talking about the Pez dispenser.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the woman with him, I think that's Lommers or whatever.
Yeah.
Does like a pretty good impression of jail of the little kicks of Elaine's terrible dancing.
Yep. So they loved
it's a good job.
It's like anytime you bring in Seinfeld, that's a huge show. Talk mm-hmm. about that.
To this audience, probably. Yeah.
Yep. And then they interviewed Julia Louis-Dreyfus about she's been married to Brad Hall for a long time. Mm-hmm. What's the secret to a happy marriage? She says, be married to Brad Hall.
What do you think this guy's got?
35 years.
What's so great?
35 years.
What's so great about him?
Yeah, halfway to a jubilee almost. Yeah. Could you imagine they interviewed one of our wives and they said,
mm-hmm.
"Yeah, what's what's the secret to your long marriage? Like, honestly, it's just being married to this man.
Yeah. If you marry Rob Cicerino, you'd also want to be married to him for 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. I don't think I've ever been spoken about in that way by anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
Must be. Maybe he makes a lot of money or something, Brad Hall. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. No, I think she's the breadwinner, no?
Yeah. So it's interesting, right? Like, mm-hmm. what has he got going for him?
Let's see.
I can't think of it.
Brad Hall. What does he do? What does he do? He's an actor.
He's like a director, but I don't think he's.
He was on SNL. He created the single guy in Watching Ellie.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Two of the all time greats. Never really worked with his wife. So maybe Melissa McCarthy could take note of that.
Yeah. Were they at SNL at the same time?
It's possible that's where they met. I think. Yeah.
Yeah. So he was a Weekend Update anchor. Like one of the least celebrated anchors of Weekend Update. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I guess.
No, they met at Northwestern University. They met before.
They're in the Northwestern Mafia.
The Northwestern Mafia. That's right.
Okay. So I'm sure somebody
had a kid play ball at Northwestern. Their kid was like the last guy off the bench for Northwestern.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's written stuff for TV.
Something about TV this writer. Guy.
Yeah. Something about him.
He married to him, 40-year career. And also, like, not only is she the breadwinner, but her family is, like, billionaires. So, like, he married rich and then, like, luckily got, because if they were at college, like, she didn't have a career yet, had, like, 8 careers that all made $1 zillion.
Maybe he's just, like, an all-time husband.
What do you think he does? Like, what would make you, because we could just copy him. Like,
you know what? Honestly, if I knew,
mm-hmm.
like, I wouldn't be here talking to you, you know?
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
You think he does it? You think not podcasting? Is that a big one?
Yeah. Does Brad Hall have a podcast? No.
I've never heard of one. All right. So he doesn't podcast. All right. Mm-hmm. I'm writing this down.
Yeah.
You think he does like breakfast in bed every day?
Honestly, I don't know. Do people want that every day?
I don't know. Like probably not. They also have a huge house. It's probably you got to carry the tray like up. I don't know. That's a big deal.
He does some impersonations, according to Wikipedia. Okay. He can do John Lennon. Keith mm-hmm. Best.
Yeah.
William F. Buckley.
Okay, that's a very popular one these days.
I mean, I do impressions.
All right, so far, yeah, I don't see anything. I wonder if, like, I think he, like, always, like, fills up her car with gas when it's low or something. Like,
maybe.
Gets the grocery. I'm trying to think of, like, anything he does. I'll just copy it. I can't think of anything.
Okay. All right. Maybe people know. I mean, we're ready. Yeah. We're watching Extra waiting to hear the secrets. But she says, no, she's married them.
Maybe right. That's next week.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's Wednesday. Let's get to Thursday. We've got some big stuff going on here on Thursday. Yep. All right. So first off, okay. It's the celebrity wedding that's got all of Hollywood talking. Britney Spears is getting married.
Yep.
To Sam.
Sam. Britney Spears and Sam.
Akiva, do you know how they met?
I don't. How they meet? Oh, yeah, he was a dancer on one of her...
He was in a video. Sam.
Well, isn't that how she met K-Fed also?
Yeah.
Sam, say something about Kevin Federline.
Sure.
You remember when they were together, he was like the biggest punchline in America?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone just made fun of him because he wasn't nearly... Like, she was like the biggest star.
Yep.
And he had a song Popo Zhao everyone made fun of. Yeah, and I feel like now he's a good guy.
What is Kevin Federline doing?
Well, I think he like...
Does he have a podcast?
No, but I think he like he's a good dad. I think he mostly takes care of their kids. You know, she's had very tough times. He has majority custody.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I feel like, you know, we discarded him too quickly.
Okay.
Back in the day.
All right.
We all owe Kevin Federline an apology.
Sorry, K-Fed.
Starting with you. Yeah, thank you.
Sorry. Let me be the first in the apology line. Sorry, K-Fed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyone who's listening, that's the hashtag for this week. Sorry. Apologize to K-Fed. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, so Britney's big wedding.
Mm-hmm. By the way, if he's done terrible things that he should be canceled for, I take that all back. I'm not sure.
Britney has a big wedding. What's going to happen? Find out on Friday, which this is going to be exciting because Akiva did not get to see Friday's Extra. So I'm going to tell you what happened at Britney's wedding.
Can I read you my notes?
Yeah.
OMG, they teased exclusive Britney news for Friday. I'm not going to be able to watch. What was it?
I'm going to tell you. And boy, Akiva, your mind's going to be blown when you find out what happened. Okay.
All right. I'm sitting down.
Okay.
All right. Not lying though.
Back to J-Lo. We're basically, it's like Extra has got like, you know, a few different people they're going to talk about, a few different stories. We're back at the top really of the lineup. Okay. Back to J-Lo.
Shouldn't she get an extra generation award for being like always, never really missed a week of being in the celebrity gossip over the last 30 years?
Never missed a week. Back to J-Lo. We're talking about J-Lo has a new documentary coming out.
Mm-hmm.
This is a different story than her getting the Generation Award. This is about J-Lo's documentary. It's called Halftime.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's about the halftime show she did last year.
See, I thought it was about like that she's reached like half of her life.
Okay. Very ambitious. Wants to live to 104.
But yeah. So yeah, J-Lo talks about how she was not happy about having to share the Super Bowl to the 2020 Super Bowl halftime show with Shakira.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, but rough week for Shakira on Extra.
Rough week for Shakira. Gets broken up with,
then dunked on
PK, and then dunked on by J-Lo. Now, her issue may not have been Shakira so much as
Well, can I give you some quotes from J-Lo?
Please.
That J-Lo said in the film, according to Entertainment Weekly, we have 6 bleeping minutes. We have to have our singing moments. It's not going to be a dance bleeping review. We have to sing our message. This is the worst idea in the world to have 2 people do the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
It was the worst idea in the world. Now, I don't know if J-Lo checked out this year's Super Bowl halftime show, but I heard like 9 different people sing.
Yeah, it was a lot of people.
Yeah. So this whole movie is about the Super Bowl halftime show?
I mean, it's literally called Halftime.
Now,
so
are they
going to
get into how the 49ers blew the lead also?
I mean, who directed it? Like, it's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll say this. Like, I like J-Lo. She's got a great catalog. I mean, if they're only picking one person, Shakira's got like more of a... Like, you know, probably more hits than J-Lo at this point, especially recently.
Does Shakira have more hits than J-Lo? I would think J-Lo has more hits than Shakira.
I mean, what's like the last J-Lo song that made it big? I feel like it's been a while at this point.
I mean, you listen to all of the albums.
Yeah, but if a new J-Lo album comes up, I'm like, it's not on my list that week, probably.
How many does Shakira have?
I feel like she's got more hits.
More hits.
But anyway, I hear what you're saying. I'm not like they're both very worthy. But yeah, it's interesting that like that's like,
I mean,
really
no generational award for
well,
Shakira.
That's the thing. That's a movie award. J-Lo's is she a movie star? Is she a singer? Like Shakira's getting it at the music award. She's getting the generation award, not at the movie award. She's not an actress.
Yeah. All right. So this film is opening at the Tribeca Film Festival. I think they spent a lot of time at the Tribeca Film Festival on Thursday's Extra. But they made a whole movie about this. We should put this on the wheel.
Halftime? I mean, yeah. It seems like it probably could have been like just a clip on, you know, Extra or a similar.
Yeah, it seems
show.
Like it could have been a podcast.
Like, how long is this movie? One episode, not like a whole podcast series, you mean?
Yeah, one podcast.
I mean, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Beyonce did it, so I feel like now people have to do like a making of my performance type thing.
Yeah. Ben Affleck does an interview for it.
They like shoehorn that in now. They weren't even speaking unless this goes deeper and like they were already back together in the A-Rod era.
Then after that, let's go to, there was a Time 100 gala. I was really excited to talk about this.
Yeah. 100 biggest. What would you call it? 100 like most important people in the world?
Time 100 most influential people of 2022. I would just love to get your take on the list.
Yeah.
Can you look it up?
Because I assume it's like the people who came up with the vaccines and like,
well, some interesting, so let me give you some notable names here on the Time 100 list. Okay. Some people that maybe have some connections.
Is this 2021 or 2022?
2022.
Okay.
Okay. SJP, winner of the 3 name celebrity bracket, spoiler alert.
I mean, that's probably the biggest thing she did in 2022. Cause she came out with a
Star
show that was like
Sex and
reviled.
Akivi.
Yeah, that's true.
Would you say that Sarah Jessica Parker is one of the most influential people of 2022?
I mean, if there was like a top million, maybe. I mean, it's so amazing that the 100 most influential people are all like they're all basically actors and actresses.
No, well, not all. Not all.
Okay.
Channing Tatum makes the list.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, okay.
Okay. Let's see. Mm-hmm. Some other people that might be notable on the pod. Pete Davidson is on the list. I agree with that one.
You think he's top 100? Okay.
I think he's top 100.
I mean, if I'm like, you know, a doctor who is like, you know, working in some like field hospital somewhere.
Yeah. But are you influential?
I see. So like, you don't really like, you're saving people's lives, but you're not really having an influencer. I guess not.
I feel like it should be the top 100 influencers should be maybe the top 100 people on Instagram. No. Or TikTok.
I guess it could be. Like, okay. I didn't have
Keanu
as much.
Keanu Reeves, top 100 in 2022.
Okay. All right. Big year for him.
Yeah. Maybe he can get speed fast tracked.
The Wordle guy made it.
Oh. Didn't he sell Josh it, though? Wordle.
Yeah. I mean, he's not going to make it again next year. I really don't love his chances at all to make it next year. But I think this year he made it. Yeah.
So they had a gala for the top 100.
I've never been invited to one gala in my life. I don't know about you.
No, me neither. Yeah.
Kris Jenner's on it. Who do you think wrote it? Because on Time Magazine, they have someone write your entry. Who do you think wrote it?
Yeah, Ryan Seacrest. Ryan Seacrest did.
That would have been my guess.
Vladimir Putin made the list. I don't know if he got invited to the gala.
Who wrote his? That would be funny if it was like one guy wrote his, like, one of the all-time greats.
Alexei Navalny wrote it. I think it's probably kind of a roast.
Oh, so you think it's probably not pro-Putin? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because Biden wrote Zelensky's.
Yeah.
And that's probably not a roast, but would be funny.
Joe Biden made the list and Bill Clinton wrote his.
Interesting. Ron DeSantis was on the list. Mm-hmm. A little bit of an extra connection there. Mm-hmm. Jeb Bush wrote it. First cousin of Billy. What if Jeb Bush, like Billy Bush was out one week and Jeb Bush hosted, and after every segment, just dropped like a please clap for like everyone who's there.
That'd be very exciting. Okay.
It would be great.
All right. So that's the Time 100 gala. Maybe maybe Robin Akiva will make it next year. There was a premiere for Buzz Lightyear. Are you pumped up for Lightyear? I know you're a big Toy Story guy.
Yeah, I think I'm going to like surprise my boys and take them next week.
Okay. Be exciting.
I am. I hope it's not. I mean, the first few movies are so good that I hope it doesn't get bad reviews or anything. But yeah, I'm excited about it.
Okay. All right. Chris Evans says that Tim Allen will always be Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty nice of him.
Deferential.
I wonder if how Tim Allen's going to be, you know, like if he's going to make any news this week, like pull the George Lucas or whatever, like, it kind of sucked or, you know, I wonder what his reaction is going to be, because I mean, really, he was replaced, right? He was replaced because he's like kind of a controversial guy and he had a lot of takes. Like, there's no reason otherwise to replace him.
Yeah. I don't know. Is there anything to like that he's an older guy and now that you're getting
I mean, it makes sense. I think like obviously Chris Evans is hotter in the streets than Tim Allen. No question.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think he gets replaced if he's just like sticking in his lane and not like,
okay, how about this?
Dropping hot political takes.
Yeah, I guess the real litmus test would be if they did the remake of like Woody's Roundup, the movie.
Yeah.
It's Tom Hanks.
Yeah, Tom Hanks. Yeah, I don't think he's getting replaced.
It's not like Chalamet is Woody.
No, I think maybe Hanks asked for like $60 million and they say no.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't, and it's possible that's what happened with Alan too. It's possible they asked Alan and he wanted an obscene amount of money because, again, he's done four of these and a few network shows.
I think he's doing it pretty cheap.
I don't think so. He does like, I was on his Twitter when I watched that and he's like, doing sold out shows all across the country. Like,
yeah,
I think he does well.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And then a little bit about Tristan Thompson. Can you believe what he did with, you know,
so I'm confused. So this is from like years ago when when him and Chloe had a kid. Mm-hmm. I'm not pretending not to know the name. I am blanking on their kid's name.
Yeah.
But all right. They like around the same time he was stepping out, like he was cheating on her. I don't know. I wasn't able to follow.
Yeah.
But they're like, they're the problem is with these shows, like they assume you know so much about the Kardashians and I don't know enough with them.
Yeah.
I don't keep up with them enough.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then The Real Housewives of New York is getting a makeover. They're rebooting The Real Housewives of New York, Akiva.
Mm-hmm. And they're like asking, like, hey, are you going to be on the show? Yeah. And like, I don't know.
And the Countess, she is staying sober.
God bless her.
Yes. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Akiva. All right. Yeah. We got to talk about Friday Extra. And I got to talk to you.
Season.
I've got to talk to you about Britney's big wedding.
Please tell me, because I've been on an internet blackout.
Okay, so this is Akiva. I have to tell you a huge story. Okay. Mm-hmm. Britney's wedding. One of Britney's former love interests crashed the wedding.
Okay. Now, if it was K-Fed, I take back everything I said a few hours ago.
It was not K-Fed.
Okay, thank God.
Yeah.
We have to get out of the podcast.
Yes.
Who was it?
Do you remember Jason Alexander?
Believe it or not, George isn't at home. Not, please leave a message.
Not that one.
Okay. Yeah. So Jason Alexander, she was married to for like a week or something. They got annulled.
I think it was, 24 hours at the height of her powers. Hours. She met this guy and then they got married. And then he showed up at the wedding and very scary situation. He had a box cutter on his person.
I mean, I'd have to assume. He's probably not well, right? Like, I mean, they were married for a day 20 years ago.
Yeah. And he said, hey, wow. I'm here. I'm her first husband. I don't know if he wanted to give her away or what, but I'm her first husband. And he said he's never been married. And then he had a box cutter on his person.
I mean, this guy waited 20 years of like, Britney's been in the news every day. It's not like, oh, she's finally in the news again.
Yes. And he got tackled by security. And now he's been charged with trespassing, vandalism, and 2 counts of battery.
That's scary.
Yeah.
So what was Billy Bush's take on this?
He was like, this was a very scary situation. But he's like,
he's almost never against people.
He was Team Britney. I mean, nobody is Team Jason Alexander. But he was like teasing, you know, he's like, it's Britney's wedding and I know everything that happened. I know everything about it. He was like really just like bragging about how much he knew.
You think he was invited?
I don't think so. Yeah.
You think
only
people invite-
100 people got to come, but, some big notables. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
And Akiva, some of your favorites are here.
He really had the big scoop, Billy Bush. He wasn't lying on Thursday said you're going to want to tune in on Friday.
I don't think he did. I don't think he knew about it. Like this was a big news story.
Okay, I wonder if it's like the soap operas we watch, because that was the last thing we watched in the Five Spot, right? With Jenny Autumn, we watch a soap opera. This is the second Five Spot episode we've done. Like they save the good stuff for Friday. I wonder if that's what Extra does too. Like here's who's
I don't think it's like professional wrestling where Extra like writes the scripts of Hollywood and it's like, hey, we gotta have like a big story. Like what's our big news story for Friday?
Yeah. But I wanna know who's at the wedding. Like this is, you know, it keeps me coming back on from Thursday.
They might have just known who was gonna be at the wedding, but they didn't know Jason Alexander was gonna be.
That they didn't have any spoilers.
Neither Jason Alexander was supposed to be at the wedding.
Okay.
Okay. But also at the wedding, Paris Hilton was at the wedding.
Love it.
And I think even performed the hit song Stars Are Blind.
I mean, that's her only hit, to be fair. It would have been weird if she performed the second song, but yes.
Akiva, somebody who has a big biopic coming out, was also at the wedding.
A biopic?
Yep.
Ooh.
Madonna, the Material Girl, was there, and they even recreated their famous MTV Video Awards moment.
They smooched. I was going to ask earlier tonight if maybe if you think that's going to be the movie, because we said she'll take out whatever she wants.
Yeah.
Wow. So they're making this is a wild bird. This is a wild wedding. Madonna's making out with Britney Spears.
Now, I don't think that was right. I'm going to go back to Laura Dern on this. Why does Britney Spears have to kiss Madonna? Isn't that such old Hollywood standards?
Like,
isn't
there somebody out with?
Yeah, why does Kim Kardashian, Britney Spears have to kiss somebody that's 20 years older than her?
Mm-hmm. This is a good take, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, also at the wedding, one of your all-time favorites, Ansel Elgort, was there.
Okay, I think he's a little bit canceled.
Well, enough to Britney.
Not to Britney. I don't think Britney knows that.
Selena Gomez was there.
This is A-list, baby.
Yeah, it was a very, and no dad, no sister. I know sister.
The kids weren't there.
No, her brother was there.
Her kids weren't there, her though.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So lots of, all the big stars were out for the
mm-hmm. Stars are not
Britney
blind.
Wedding. Yeah, stars are not
Britney
blind.
Wedding.
Okay. A lot of people wanted mm-hmm. to know,
yeah.
Does Britney have a prenup? Billy Bush has the answer.
Yeah.
So Britney does indeed have a prenup. And according to Billy Bush, it is airtight. Sorry, Sam.
Yeah, that was on Thursday night. He said, he was like, yes, and it's ironclad. Next. He's like the news gossip Nazi. He really knows he's got the scoop on everybody.
Yeah. It was a great, everybody was voguing with Madonna.
Jeez.
It was huge. Okay.
We were invited.
All right.
Yeah.
We went back to the Bob Saget tribute. Still, mm-hmm. still stories coming out of that.
You watch that on Netflix?
Oh, I'd love to watch it. I don't know if it's a nothing but Netflix material.
No, I don't think it is. I don't think it is.
Yeah. Okay. Then we spent a lot of time with Carrie Underwood on Friday night. Carrie Underwood. Oh, wow. Basically, if you were an American Idol person, that extra that they want to talk to you.
Okay.
Carrie Underwood is going on tour.
All right.
Denim and Rhinestones tour.
Yep.
It's coming. So get ready this fall. Carrie Underwood is back on tour.
Okay.
Big weekend, mark your calendar, Akiva. It's the battle mm-hmm. of the blockbusters. Who's going to win at the box office? Is it going to be Maverick or Jurassic mm-hmm. World Dominion?
Okay.
Who you
I
got?
Mark my calendar. I mean, I think I have some spoilers at this mm-hmm. point, but I think it was probably Jurassic Park.
Yeah. I think so. But they caught up with John Hamm. Who mm-hmm. is in the...
We always end up talking about John Hamm somehow.
He was at the Tribeca Film Festival. He has a new movie, but something about him in an office. Looked a little boring.
Is it The Office?
It's not The Office.
Okay.
But he has some movie that's coming out where he like goes in an office, but it's not Mad Men.
Okay.
He was at the Tribeca Film Festival to talk about it. Should we go to the Tribeca Film Festival?
I mean, if we have a movie to promote, yes.
Yeah. Corner Office is the name of his new movie.
Oh, I know Corner Gas.
Corner Gas. It's a workplace dramedy. John Hamm wears a horrible mustache.
All right.
Okay.
Hamm and a mustache. I'll take it. Yeah.
Yeah. Him with a very, very weird mustache. And so I don't know. It's an indie workplace dramedy.
Mm-hmm.
Do with that what you will, but
indie workplace dramedy. All right, I'm in.
John Hamm is just happy everybody got to see Top Gun Maverick because they filmed it in 2019. I don't know why they sat on it for so long. Maybe Tom Cruise was like, maybe it was going to come out in like 2020, and Tom Cruise was like, no, we didn't wait all this time for it to come out during COVID.
Well, he had a famous rant. Do you remember this?
Yes.
He like fired a bunch of people from the set. I think this was the same movie. Could have been another movie.
They weren't taking COVID protocols seriously.
I think the whole industry is waiting to see what we do.
I believe that was the Mission Impossible movie.
You're right. And that has not come out yet.
When is it?
So this movie was filmed pre-COVID. That's crazy.
Yeah. Mission.
They were just waiting till everyone would come back to theaters.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise does not believe in having his movies drop on Amazon Prime or Netflix.
No. He's, you know, the last real movie star, some would say.
Some mm-hmm. would say. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Then also, the Tonys are this weekend.
Yeah, next.
Okay. All right. So it's Jennifer Aniston, another frequent person on Extra and on Renap. And really, Renap is kind of like Extra, right?
A little bit. Well, we are not Extra, but we're a little bit like
we're
Extra.
Not, that is true. But basically, you know, the people from the 90s, we're just going to, you know, see what they're going to do the rest of their careers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jennifer Aniston, for some reason, interviewed. There was a Variety magazine had a thing called Actors on Actors. And so they had Jennifer Aniston interview the guy who played Tommy Lee in Pam and Tommy.
Okay.
And Jennifer Aniston asked him, so you had a scene where you talked to your wiener. What was that mm-hmm. like?
Yeah. What'd he say?
He was
Friday night seems lit, by the way, the Friday Night Extra.
I mean, they make it a little extra wild on Friday nights because they know it's happy hour, the week is over, TGIF, everybody's a little extra. You know, they you know, you can't like keep it all like buttoned up on Friday. You're like,
also maybe you got like your show's on at 1:30. Maybe you're getting like the NC-17 version of Extra.
Maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe. And so, yeah, the guy was talking about like, well, he really had to get in the right mindset. They didn't know if that scene was going to work in Pam and Tommy.
And it did it.
I didn't see it.
I guess we're still talking about it.
I did offer a podcast about it, but nobody said that I should do it.
Yeah, I think that's smart.
Okay. They checked in with Machine Gun Kelly. He's MGK. Got a new movie. MGK. He's got a new movie coming out. There was a story about, is Robert De Niro a Swiftie? That there was some people like, I guess we're wondering, like, is Robert De Niro Swiftie? I don't know why this was news, but they had to cover it.
I would love if the answer was just like Billy Bush looking at the screen saying like, yes, a hardcore Swiftie. And that's it. Like, next.
It kind of was that. So I think the answer from Robert De Niro was he's not a fan.
Ah, okay.
So kind of a, you know,
he's never heard of her, basically.
Non-denial. Yeah. So, and then. This was like a weird segment, like I guess like bookends for Monday night. It was like like 4 minutes on like, hey, are you going on vacation this summer? And it's just like a bunch of talk about different places in Nevada to visit.
Wow.
And then for more information, go to visitlasvegas.com.
Okay, there's a big Vegas tie, and we haven't cracked the case this week, but there is a big Vegas tie.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's it. That was the week of Extra. Is Billy Bush on Twitter?
I think he probably is. He's got to know like what the hot goss is.
Is he just like with an ear on Twitter?
He's just he's not on Twitter, Billy Bush.
Yeah, he might have deleted it.
He had to leave probably. Yeah, probably, you know. Leave.
Maybe he's on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Is Extra TV on Twitter?
I'm sure.
Yeah. They call it the next generation of entertainment news. That is ballsy.
Yeah, it does seem like a little bit it's the last generation.
If anything, yeah, the previous generation of entertainment news. Very ballsy for Extra. Like, but you know what they say? Like, if you have to declare it, it's probably not true.
I mean, they do some tweets that get zero likes. They're not getting a lot of you know, business on Twitter. They have 317,000 followers, but.
Yeah. Okay, so that's Extra TV over on Twitter. Okay, all right.
Wow,
Akiva. Anything else you want to talk about Extra? Do we cover it?
I think we covered it. I think like ultimately,
is anybody still listening?
Yeah, I'm sure people wanted our takes. I wonder if we knew this was a format that's time is maybe come and gone.
What, the five spot or Extra?
No. Five spot is going strong. I'm saying the television show Extra TV.
But yeah. Now I don't know. Somebody needs to like check out Access and then see. Now
I think it's a good question. Are they doing worse?
Yeah. Access Hollywood, I think, has just as interesting of a past. I think at one point they experimented with, I think they dropped the Hollywood for a couple of years and it was just Access. And they
was it politics?
No, it was still the same show. But then they brought it back. People like the Hollywood.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I think for between 2016 and 20, maybe post Billy Bush, I think they just called it Access. 2017 to 2019, they called it Access, but now it's back to Access Hollywood.
I did not know. But now, I mean, I'm happy
with
to know.
Mario Lopez. Okay. They had a bunch of former on-air staff, including from 1996 to 1998, our friend Jeff Probst.
Yep. That's everyone knows the pathway to stardom.
Also, Pat O'Brien. Remember Pat O'Brien?
I do. The kids don't remember Pat O'Brien, but we do.
Pat O'Brien, alive? Yes. 74 years young.
That's it. Pat O'Brien. Not really on TV much anymore.
On TV much anymore. I think he was famously the insider.
I don't think that show's on anymore.
I think that he was the titular insider.
He was the insider. But you wouldn't say Billy Bush is the extra.
No. Michelle Beadle was from Access Hollywood. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maria Menounos. Did she switch teams? Did she go on both?
She switched teams. She's been on all of them.
Yeah. It seems like Billy Bush, Mario Lopez, and Maria Menounos, I think, are the three people to play on both teams.
Yeah, the triumvirate, the famous, yeah. Billy Bush, I found him on Instagram, 64,000 followers, hashtag girl dad, son of two great parents, host of Extra, and hey, I shot 72 recently.
Oh, Billy Bush is on the golf course.
He's on, I could see that.
I could see it. Okay. All right, maybe during the blip, he had some time to really hone his golf game. All right.
Yeah, it's a good question. All right. I mean, it would be funny if they just show him golf, like, it's like he's golfing and they're like, hey, Tiger Woods is in the news. You know, he just does his stuff from.
Yeah,
I don't know.
All right. So, Akiva, well, great to get to talk through all of Extra here with you. We've got some extra for you when we get into this week's mailbag coming up, where we will review our listener submitted ideas. How would you say on the, like, could you rate the mailbag on a scale of 1 to 5 today?
Yes. 1 to 5, I'll say 3.5.
3.5. Okay. Like the number of podcasts you get every week from Uncle Kiwi.
That's right.
And we're going to do it right after this.
It's the remix jingle, time for another, just like the sequel to How I Met Your Mother. Robin Kiwi need a podcast, it's pretty established. Could have any guest like Tiffany Radish, they could take the podcast to great heights, appearing on Seth Meyers, the king of late night. You've given me and Phil hours of laughs, because we know that you watched the whole 2 hours of Cats. What? I can't believe how painful it is. I really, really wish that you were taking the piss. That means joking around, that's just British slang, just spin the wheel as fast and furious as you can. It's sublime. I'm running out of things to say when I'm writing these lines. My name's Jack Fox, but I think that it's time to pass the mic to Phil T to spit some rhymes. Go ahead.
Okay, it's Phil and Jack Fox. Rob and Kiwi got games like Jack Fox. It's Rob and Akiva need a
bing bang.
Rob and Akiva need a
bing bang.
So now it's me, Phil T. So pull up a chair and listen to Akiva talk about how he picked up a spare. Come to Rob and Akiva for barrels of banter, not Lizzie McGuire, but I'm duffing a wanker. If you don't go and leave a 5-star review, you can catch these hands back to Timbuktu. Watching S3F7 on HBO. If you hate, then it's L plus ratio. They've gone and watched Seinfeld. They've yet to watch Scum. Talking to my two dads. Well, where's my mom? Where's my mom, dads? Dads, where's my mom?
Yes, that's right. Mailbag for our episode 177. Here I am with star of 3.5 podcasts, Uncle Kiwi. Welcome to everybody who skipped ahead to the mailbag.
What the hell if you skipped the mailbag? Go back. It was fun.
Okay. Akiva.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing? The check-in. Check-in.
Thank you for checking in. I'm doing well.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're gonna put something on the wheel today.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know what. Okay. I just think we're gonna put something.
All right. So, all right. I'm ready to go to hear about some big mailbag ideas. Okay.
All right. Yeah. Well, let's start with Megan the Librarian.
Megan the Librarian.
Yeah, because this is idea 1000 on our form.
Oh, okay.
Go to my Twitter, Keep26. You can find the form. Always submit ideas whenever you want.
Yeah, I'm glad it went to an OG real listener like Megan the Librarian.
Okay. Yeah, although, to be fair.
What?
I think if you're familiar with, you know, Google Forms.
Yeah.
The first line is like the what's the idea of your title. So in theory, I guess it's only the 999th idea.
Mm-hmm.
So should I read the 1000th idea? I don't know.
Sure.
I'm just kidding. It's also Megan the Librarian.
Okay.
Let's go. So on line number 1000 in the Excel document, her idea is called Keeves Reeves.
Keeves Reeves.
Keeves Reeves. Yeah.
Okay. I think I've seen this on Twitter. Yeah.
Rob and Akiva delve into the filmography of the aforementioned. She didn't know say that because she didn't know we were talking about him. Keanu Reeves. This could either be done in Spot on the Wheel, a movie diaper.
MTV Generation Award winner.
Yes. It could be a whoopee cushion or a single Keanu-centric episode. Keanu's filmography is extensive. He's done some really great movies, some really terrible ones, and many of them would be fun to talk about on the podcast, saith Megan the Librarian, MTL.
Mm-hmm.
Keeves Reeves. What do you think about that?
Keeves Reeves. My mind was actually racing about another idea. Could you repeat mm-hmm. it one more time, and then I have my thought.
Sure.
But basically, it's a wheel of Keanu Reeves movies.
That's one of the options. I think that's probably the best of the sort of things she's throwing out there. Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Keeves Reeves.
Okay. I just don't know if, like, I feel like that Keanu, like, has a lot of movies that are beloved. He's not mm-hmm. like a notable, like, crappy movie actor.
Mm-hmm. He did have a stretch where I think he was in some bad movies, though.
Sure.
Like, the Keanu sans happened, but there was, like, a weak period also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if there's enough, like, excitement if we're, you know, if we're talking about, like, you know, just like a average Keanu movie.
All right. I randomly scrolled to a Keanu movie. It's called The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Yeah. That's sci-fi. You're looks not going to like
that. Mm, yeah. It looks bad.
Mm-hmm.
Although I think it was a big movie, but yeah, it doesn't look great.
Yeah. Big sci-fi movie, but I don't think anybody cared about it. So, I don't know. I feel like that there are people that really like Keanu as why mm-hmm. should they not? But, you know, I don't know if there's going to be too many jokes to be had.
Do you think she would have suggested this if Reeves and Keeves didn't rhyme?
Yes, I do, because I think that Megan is a big film fan and a fan of Keanu. So I think it was just serendipity that it worked out.
I thought she was a big books fan, to be honest.
I believe she's talked often. I mean, that she works in the library, but I believe she talks often about her Letterboxd profile.
Well, maybe they do have a lot of movies in the library. Maybe she's like,
she's probably, I would say probably a fan of the arts.
Arts as a whole?
Yeah.
Books, Megan, let us know what's your least favorite art.
Podcasts. Sure.
She hates like stand-up comedy or I don't know, something like that.
Maybe. I did enjoy the Chester stand-up Hall of Fame rankings.
Yeah, very fun with Wayne Fetterman, who wrote the book on stand-up mm-hmm. comedy.
Yeah.
On 32 Dance episode. Okay,
so yeah, I don't know if we have it yet for the Keanu Reeves.
Is there another actor, mechanism? Same idea, another actor?
Probably, that you think of probably there is.
We already have a whoopee cushion. I don't want to.
We have a whoopee cushion. But what I was wondering was, going back to the Generation Award, should we mm-hmm. potentially have, and I guess like much like Akiva's biggest stan, Jacob, should we maybe have like a person of the year that we issue an award to? And maybe, you know, maybe the person of the year isn't like somebody that is already in the RHAP universe, but perhaps mm-hmm. is there somebody that might be like a little bit of a stretch goal of somebody that we could give an award to that would get them to come on the podcast with us?
Ah, so what we're doing is we're like they do. Tricking someone who's a little bit outside their reach to come on the show by soothing their ego.
To give them...
massaging their ego.
Yes. The whatever the Renap...
Okay, do you have somebody in mind? Year.
Not off the top of my head.
I have someone in mind.
Yes, who?
What do you think about Jaleel White? Do you think we can get Jaleel White?
Wow.
Can we get him on?
Give him a Person of the Year award. I don't know. Perhaps. And so I don't know. Maybe this should be built into a wheel episode of our Person of the Year. And then, but then they only get it if they come on to accept it.
Obviously, we're not giving out this incredibly prestigious award in absentia.
Yes. So, but would the thing that goes on the wheel be the nominees, people making the case?
See, I thought you were going to suggest that it should be like a listener who maybe has done the most for us or something.
No, I don't want to like get listeners competing with listeners. I want to, you know, could Laura Dern receive the Renap Award, or should she deserve better?
The Derniverse.
I don't know if it should be named after her.
No, probably. I mean, that would be like maybe a bigger celebrity.
Yeah.
So yeah. I think basically, like, is it we're tricking like one big celeb every year to come on the podcast?
I wouldn't use the T word.
Okay.
No trick.
No trick.
It's honoring.
And is the whole episode them getting the award, or are they also like watching season 3, episode 7?
I don't think we can get them. I mean, look, let's take what we can get.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, let's think about this for a week. I really like the idea. Let's think about who's perfect for this idea.
Mm-hmm.
Send us your suggestions, but don't tweet, at the person. Don't tag them. In case we do want to tee them, you know?
Yeah. I think that there's a lot
good
of
idea.
Possibilities here.
I agree.
We need to come up with a name of it.
If I got a good one also. Yeah. Like, let's say, okay, yeah. So like, throw out a name, okay?
Okay.
Throw out a name of a celebrity we would give this award to.
Let's see. A celebrity that we could give this award to. How about, somebody that you maybe has some sort of like a crossover. Thomas Hayden Church.
Okay, so we give THC the Renap Person of the Year award, okay?
Yeah.
But then like 2 weeks later, we like, hey, I think we could also get like Sandra Oh. I think Sandra Oh will come on. And then we give her the Person of the Year also.
No.
Once a year
we give it to somebody.
What about like December and then January? Would that work? Like, let's say it doesn't come up on the wheel.
We got it. We can't abuse.
This would be wheel jammed, I assume, right?
Why?
You don't think it would be wheel jammed?
Well, I think
you might come on now. It might not be till February of 2023. Well,
I think that this is something that gets discussed in the mailbag ongoing, like trying to figure out what is going to be the next 3X movie. Is this something that, like, do we wait till like get like piece of art that we are discussing that we find somebody
say we did that this week? Discuss the piece of art.
extra art. Ask Megan.
Is extra art? Yeah, good question.
Megan was litigating and saying that audiobooks are books.
Yeah, and everyone was agreeing with that. People were like, "Of course," and then other people were like,
"Stephen Fishback was like, no way, Jose."
No, nobody was debating that. Nobody said no.
Stephen Fishback did.
No, he did not. He said that they're books.
Okay, but
I believe he was on our side. He said that they're books.
He said that I'm on whatever Akiva's side, but I think he thought that you and I were debating it.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Good guess, but
yeah. But that being said, should it go on the wheel as who is Renap's Person of the Year, or should we just like talk it through like in mailbags and stuff like that? And then are we sort of like putting the feelers out to their people of like, hey, just so you know. We're sort of like Sherry O'Terry is up for the Person of the Year award. Would she come on and accept it?
Right. We reach out to a couple publicists. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe like let's table this discussion, see what the listeners have to say, if they have any brilliant ideas, and then next week we'll be like, do we put it on the wheel? Do we keep adding names? Okay. But I definitely like the idea a lot.
Okay, the generation. War.
And one of the nice things now is the wheel waiting room is so empty that we're not just throwing it aside by putting something in there.
Oh, okay. And then
it's like if you have 1,000 pair of shoes, you put some shoes in a closet, you're never going to see them again. Here, we're down to like 10 pair of shoes. Yeah. We're fine.
We're very organized. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Akiva, I forgot to play the stinger here. So, all right. So that would, do you have another idea from Megan, the librarian?
Yes. I will read one more idea.
Number one.
Okay.
All right. Well, this is going to be number two.
All right.
I don't have a mil.
Number two.
Yeah. So we did the five spot this week, which means the five spot is empty. The five spot, for people don't know, is we watch one show that's on daily five times.
Yeah.
So far the five spot has been. We did Extra. What was the first one we did? Was it soap operas with Jenny Autumn?
Well, yes, The Young and the Restless.
Was that a five spot, or was that a different mechanism?
I don't remember. I think it was Rob and Akiva are soapy or something like that. I think.
Well, then we definitely did a five spot before.
Jimmy
this.
Fallon,
do you remember what it was?
Was the one that we famously did.
Five Nights at Fallon's. Okay, fine.
And so I did see a commercial for Young and the Restless, because this does Extra does air on my CBS station. It was a very saucy Young and the Restless commercial. Basically, that they had a lot of people in bed and they were saying on the Young and the Restless, it's no shirt, no shoes, no problem.
Okay.
Okay. So
you thought they were going to say no service.
But. Look, if you, I'm just saying, like, if you're looking for.
I mean, half the people on that show have like bunions, no shoes. What are you talking about?
If you, I'm just saying, like, look, if you are looking to see a little bit of skin at 1 p.m. Eastern, you know where to go. Okay.
Yeah.
You know where to find it.
Y-A-T-R.
Yeah.
So she says,
put the kids down for a nap.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Megan the Librarian says, General Hospital, we have to replace it. She said it's been about 30 years since you watched The Young and the Restless. 30 episodes. 30 years.
30 years. I think it's, oh, my God.
I think it's time to get back to the world of soaps. Check out General Hospital. I am a GH viewer. Wow. She really gets a lot around to a lot of the media.
She follows art.
Yeah, I guess this is, I mean, is soap opera's art? Yes. So I don't want to watch another soap opera. We just did it.
I don't want to do another soap opera, but I think that there are lots of other shows that are nominated for five spots. And The View, what we also did.
We did The View. I would be fine going back to The View. Is there anything else? There's. I don't want to do a celebrity gossip show right now, like TMZ.
Yeah, I think we're good.
We're good. What about the judge shows? Would you want to go back and do a judge show?
Five Nights of Judge. Well, we did do. What was it? Judge Judy.
Judge Judy.
Yes.
Yeah, we did a couple
episodes of Judge Judy, but not you know canonical like a week. I don't know. It wouldn't be
not
like a week of sequential episodes. But I would definitely be up for another five spot show. I feel like that Extra was. Okay, as a five nighter, like really Extra, I mean, is like there's no format to Extra. It's just like a bunch. You're just watching a bunch of stuff.
It's like going to a high school cafeteria. They're just throwing a bunch of slop on your plate,
right? You just like Extra is just like you're in like some like you're at a gas pump and there's just like stuff playing on a monitor and it's not really a show.
It's not really a show.
It's just a bunch of clips.
Yeah, it is a lot of clips. They're just throwing like a lot of 60-second clips at you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're like in the back seat of a taxi cab, and this is what's on. Right.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's the level of quality, yeah. Not of the podcast, but of the show we watch.
Yeah. But that's our reporting. Again, we watched it so you didn't have to.
Yeah, so that's another thing. Give us ideas for next week. If something really strikes our fancy, we'll put it right back on the Wheel of Five spot. I don't have anything right now that's amazing.
Okay. All right.
The judge shows are an option, but let's see if we could beat the judge shows.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, all right. So we're 0 for 2. All right. What about number 3?
Number 3.
Okay. This is from Scott from Detroit.
All right.
And it's called Rob and Akiva are Perfect Strangers.
Yes.
So if you remember last week, Rob, we put an idea called Robin Akiva Face Off on the Wheel.
Yeah.
That is, that's during the non-canonical episode. No, was that 2 weeks ago? It was 2 weeks ago. We didn't do a mailbag last week, I don't think.
Yeah.
Or maybe we did a wheel. I don't know.
We didn't do a mailbag. We cleaned out the wheel waiting room.
Ah, okay, fine. So it was from 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but I think we did, we might have talked about Face Off and put it on the wheel.
Okay, fine. Anyway, Rob has never seen Face Off. I've seen it. Josh Wigler also wants to come on and talk about Face Off with us.
Okay, that was confirmed Josh wanted to come on?
Yes, 100% confirmed from Josh. Okay. Assuming he's around, he will come on that week. But we also said we're not just watching Face Off. You and I, we're going to Face Off.
Yes. Okay.
So here's the idea for this isn't exactly Scott's idea, but I'm sort of combining the two ideas. Rob and Akiva are Perfect Strangers. Scott says Rob and Akiva answer trivia questions about the other to see if they've been paying attention to what the other person says over the years. Now, some people say I don't pay attention sometimes to my co-hosts.
Yeah.
They don't say it about you. They mostly say it about one of my other co-hosts. But what do you think? If we like wrote trivia questions about ourselves for the other person and that's how we're facing off.
I guess so. Let's see what happens.
Because we need to face off also, right? That's part of the idea. So I think this is, you know, this is one option for us facing off. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that you would have an advantage, because I think that there are more things that are just like commonly known about me that
look
are not necessarily
flexing.
No, I just think
just
that
saying he's more famous than me.
I just think that there are like there just are probably things that you like know about me or are known about me from like things that are not just from Renap.
True, but you've also done, you know, 700 podcasts with me or whatever, and mm-hmm. you've heard me on other podcasts. I feel like you know most of my stories.
I don't know nothing. Yeah.
And you're a good listener. You have a good memory.
Yeah, we'll see.
I don't know.
Okay, I'm up for it. Is this it? This is official?
I mean, it's just a segment on an episode we're already doing.
Sure, sure. We'll work it all out. Oh, okay.
Nothing has to be official, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think...
Well, I don't know if we're putting anything on the wheel. We're just adding that to the...
Yeah, that's... But is, like, that officially on the wheel? Let me just open up the wheel.
Well, yeah, I believe the face-off thing we put on the wheel.
We already did it. Okay, so it's... But now it's eligible for next week. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. As my wife gives me a message.
Okay. How does your wife give you messages?
She came in and she whispered. She did a good job. Mm-hmm. No distracting, but she was saying that the boys are sleeping. She has to go take one of the kids somewhere. She'll be back in a few minutes.
Okay. My kids.
So she whispered that. If you didn't hear it.
Yeah. They're now old enough to, then they hand me notes often when I'm podcasting.
Love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Makes me feel important if they did that.
Yeah. But the note will be like, how do you do this in the video game?
Like, yeah, that's tough.
Like, I'm like, this is, I can't like write the answer to this.
Yeah. You have to ask like, all right, Marianne, I have an 8-part question for you right now. Yeah, that's tough. That's tough.
Yeah. All right. All right. You ready for number 4?
I am.
All right, here we go.
Number 4.
All right.
This is from Ryan, and it's called Renappers Got Talent.
Okay. Oh, Ryan says this is a perfect time to talk about Renappers Got Talent. Is Ryan an 11-year-old girl who has an amazing set of pipes?
Could be. This idea will be a critically acclaimed, and it'll be a beloved one.
Okay.
Renappers Got Talent provides Robin and Akiva to take on their own version of beloved summer staple, America's Got Talent. Two of you will be judges alongside someone else to be the Sophia and or Heidi. Who's Sophia? Vergara?
Oh, is she on that? I feel like that's
Sophia. Bush? Sophia. Who is Sophia AGT? Sophia Loren?
I don't think it's Sophia Loren. Let's see. Sophia Vergara.
Oh my gosh. She was
Sophia.
She's gone.
Yeah. Okay.
I think she's not. I think she was on for one season, Sophia Vergara.
All right. So who's the other person? So who's the Sophia and who is the other person? Terry Crews?
Heidi's Heidi.
They can't
Klum.
Get rid of Heidi on there.
Yeah, I think Heidi's been on there forever.
Yeah, boy. Okay, so yeah, so the panel right now looks like what a panel this is. What a dream team. It's Simon.
Yeah.
Sophia Vergara.
She's still
Heidi
on, okay.
Klum, Howie, and Terry Crews.
They got 5?
Yeah.
Wow. I think he's the host, Terry Crews, maybe it looks like.
Oh, maybe Nick Cannon's off.
He's got a lot to deal with. No Nick Cannon news, honestly, on the... Again, they really follow, like, the real, like... They don't really... They wouldn't cover something like that, like Nick Cannon having... Which was big celebrity gossip this week, having his 8th and 9th kids.
They don't cover gossip. They cover news.
I agree. That's a good point. That's a very good point.
Mm-hmm. When news happens, Extra is there. If it's just gossip, they're not going to just tell you rumors.
Yeah, take it to Twitter. Mm-hmm. So Ryan continues, podcasters and listeners can submit their talents and through a process determine which of them get to perform on the podcast. Talents could be small ones like beatboxing impressions, naming every Survivor contestant, eating 100 nuggets in a quick amount of time. You guys can determine the title of most talented guest or more creative title.
So I had pushed for an idea like this when we were trying to figure out what should we do on the live show. And if I recall, I feel like that you felt like that you did not have a lot of faith that people would come out to Minnesota with a lot of talents that would be in the show.
I don't remember. I mean, I like it rings a bell, but I think it's an easier episode to do. To do with all the listeners. Whereas,
okay. Is this a Zoom call?
Yeah, I think so. I think they're coming on as a Zoom call.
All right. So we get like a person that comes on and then they say like, hey, I can, touch my nose with my tongue. Is that like, okay?
Well, I think I should make a form this week. And if so, and if we have enough people, I would be happy to, if you're interested in the idea, I would be up for doing it.
I'm interested in it. I mean, what could go wrong?
All right, remind me, Amanda.
Yeah. And then, but are we just like are we pre-screening everybody? Is this like basically like an American Idol audition where we're just sitting there all day and we see like 400 people?
I think it's, I think the form is to see if we have enough, if we have a mass of people who want to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the show, I think it's fine if we get some does. I don't think like if someone says I can touch my toes with my tongue or whatever it is, then it's like, all right, we'll see if you could do it on air. We're not like asking them to provide proof.
Should
that
this
they could
be live? And then do we let the audience vote?
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
Okay. It's a little bit, on a tightrope, because you can get somebody on here and like, my talent is saying offensive things. So like, whoa.
Well, we'll have a 7-second delay.
How do you do that?
I don't know. Well, you could always cut them out. I mean, listen, so we can pre-screen. If it's live, we'll pre-screen a little bit more.
Okay. All right.
No freaks. All right. Serial killers.
So what's it called? America's Got Talent? Are we only excluding
Renappers?
Renappers got talent.
Anywhere in the world. Even America.
Anywhere in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if we're putting on the wheel yet. I think we need to. I think it's like a. I just want to make sure we have people willing to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, I got some pumped up from extra watching America's Got Talent.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right.
And a couple pieces of news before the fifth idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. First, we do have some news that people are working behind the scenes on the Robin Akiva murder mystery that is actually being worked on, mm-hmm. I was told. So that is something that hopefully will come up in the near future.
All right.
So if you're looking forward to that,
it's exciting.
It'll happen. Yeah, and another piece of news that I'm blanking on now.
That never happens to Billy Bush.
I know. Well, he's got a whole team of people.
Is this number five?
No, this is not number five yet.
Still news.
Garrett says, why does he keep trying to remove Scooby-Doo?
Yeah.
He says, a couple of times now, Rob Akiva's expressed a desire to take Scooby-Doo out of the crime. Moved over. Spoiler alert, I think we did take it out.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with him. Put it right on the wheel. That movie is a bona fide Gen Z cult classic. There's so much gold to mine there for people who aren't familiar with it. I hope it's not too beloved. It's adored for its ridiculousness. The cast is also top notch. Blah 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 blah. What do you think, Scooby Doo?
I think it's fine. I don't think that I would be the most excited to cover it.
Yeah,
like I think ultimately the show where we run into trouble is like when you and I are not that excited to talk about something and we do it because certain listeners are saying we have to talk about it.
Right.
So. Yeah, it's again, it doesn't, you know, speak to me at this point, which sort of says like we shouldn't have it on the wheel right now.
I'm with you
until somebody has like an idea of, you know, to make it a little bit more exciting.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm no offense to Garrett.
Mm-hmm. And if anybody really needs to, you know, have there be Scooby-Doo discussion on a podcast, you know, there's only like 50 billion other podcasts in the world.
Yeah, there are literally 50 billion other podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I remember the other thing I was going to talk about.
Yes.
Meet Me in the Middle, where we send listeners.
I saw a lot of people talking about that this week.
We send listeners to Omaha, Nebraska, somewhere in middle America.
Okay.
Get right to the heart of the matter. It's the heart that matters most. I think we have a lot of people who want to go to Omaha. Can I give them a little demographic breakdown?
Okay.
Most of the people want to go to Omaha, Nebraska. Ladies, what do you think about that?
Interesting.
What do you think about that?
Hmm.
I don't know. Maybe most of our listeners are women. We're a female friendly podcast.
That,
I don't know.
I think that is probably the case.
Mm-hmm. I'd say like 90-95% of our listeners.
And maybe not 90, but probably like 70-30.
Yeah, that's what I've heard before.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, we're family friendly. We're friendly to everybody.
Yeah.
Okay. How about this? What I have an idea for the Meet Me in the Middle podcast.
Okay.
Can't even say it on air. We're going to talk about it right when the show ends.
All right.
Because I like the idea, but it's a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's start thinking about ideas for things we could do in, you know, we could send the listeners to Omaha.
You are going to work on the logistics of Meet Me in the Middle.
And yeah, then, but I also want to pitch you an idea related to that. Okay. After and, this and very then
once,
program.
And then once you say it is a go, then mm-hmm. you will put it on the wheel.
I'll put it on the wheel and we'll start, you know, having people okay. buy tickets and stuff. Yeah.
All right. Sounds exciting.
Yeah, I am excited. Meet me in the middle. This is 3 years in the making. I mean, last time we tried this, COVID.
Right. Okay. That way, now we have to undo it. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Then, yeah,
number five.
Finally.
Number five.
All right.
All right. I'll give you a choice for this one, okay?
Okay.
It's either, we're either going to do one called closest to the pin, or we could do an idea called, Grant Steele All-Stars.
Let's do, I mean, Grant Steele All-Stars sounds a little self-explanatory. So how about closest to the pin?
Okay, this is from Jason McDaniel. And he says, closest to the pin is a series of games where Robin Akiva try to land closest to the actual number of something. So mm-hmm. here's an example he gives. Pick three movies to try and get a Rotten Tomatoes score closest to 150. Guess the seating capacity of every MLB stadium combined, the net worth of certain U.S. presidents. So basically, they're giving us things and we have to be closest to the pin.
Mm-hmm.
Not too dissimilar to when we play games like the census or things like that.
Yeah. Is it exciting enough for one podcast episode?
Yeah, I think it's either like a mini game if we do one of those, or it's like just a way to play next time we play another game, like who's closest to the pin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if it's in episode, because like those are okay things, but no like new territories being hashed out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like if we have a game, great. I don't know. I don't love games where it's just me versus you, and that's like the whole episode.
Mm-hmm.
Like if there's like a really great reason for the game, but otherwise I like getting other people involved in the game also, you know?
Yeah, sure. I mean, of the like examples that were listed, I like the idea of try to get to 150 without going over with the Rotten Tomatoes score.
No,
like,
I think
that's fun, but do we have enough things like that?
Yeah, I think we probably could. Like, I think he's just giving three ideas. I'm sure we could get 100 ideas and take the ones that someone likes. The problem also is if, like, I think I'm good at, like, picking those questions. And if I'm not picking the questions because I have to be a contestant, it's harder. Because mm-hmm. then we're relying on another person that's not us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you'd be good, too. But, like, we both can't do it. So,
yeah. So,
really putting the hands of the whole episode in the eyes of, you know, the hands of a random person.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hear about the Grant Steele All-Stars.
Okay. I didn't even think you'd be interested. I thought you'd never ask.
Yeah.
Grant Steele All-Stars, this is from Hollis.
Okay.
And Hollis says, now that Renap has enough five-timer club members, we should do a Renap All-Stars Grant Steele. The format would be similar to RHMP patron Grant Steele. All players would be present for the simulation and will react when their characters are summoning the game.
Yeah. So I'm working on something in a similar flavor to that.
Mm-hmm. The ideas for characters, just for fun, mm-hmm. Shrek, Doogie Howser, Dominic Toretto, Timothy Chalamet, Willy Wonka, Akiva's Giraffe, Train, the band, mm-hmm. SJP, JF, that's Jimmy Fallon, Mystery. So many possibilities.
I thought that they said that this was going to be all people that were five-timers.
It is the five-timers representing people. So, like, Shut Up Tim is Shrek.
Okay. Yeah. No, I think that's getting very confusing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we could do the five-timers if you think that's a better idea.
I'm working on something that's similar.
Okay, fine.
Okay? All right.
Mm-hmm.
Should we talk about what's coming up for episode number 178?
Let's do it.
Okay. 178. Robin Akiva need a podcast. Can you believe it? All right?
Mm.
All right. So, Akiva, season 3, episode 7, is back in play. The coin flip. The crappy movie diaper. Guess choice. 2002, mm-hmm. Hot Takeoff, where the weather is hot, but the takes are hotter.
I think it's 2022, but it would be funny if we just did takes from 2002.
2002, Hot Takeoff would have been great, too. Okay, mm-hmm. Oops, All Mailbag. Listener choice. I literally just told you. The Bollywood movie. Renap mm-hmm. has gone wild. Robin Akiva need a new catchphrase. Robin Akiva hit a rock bottom. Airbuds. Unhinged. Okay, that's the dating profile.
Mm-hmm.
Fix up. Okay. The naming convention. Name that tune. Trans.
Can I ask you a question? Yeah. What the heck is the naming convention?
We're going to work on coming up with names. People are going to give us things that we're going
to
name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We have to name stuff. Okay, that I remember.
Name that tune. Transform X.
Yeah. I don't know about the exact... We might have to fix the spelling of that, but yeah, that's watching Transformers on 4X.
Okay. The spelling I have is T-R-A-N-S, the number 4, M-X, capital X. Transform X.
If you like it, God bless. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Okay. I'm open to suggestions. The lying episode? What is that?
Yeah, that is either the human lie detector. Basically...
new human lie detector.
Human lie detector / two truths and a lie.
Robin and Akiva face off, and Akiva demanded it last week. The wheel of podcasters is on the wheel.
You're putting it on. You said no last week.
I said that you can, that if you are insisting, I'll put it on.
But I think we ended off that you were like, yeah, you don't
want to take it off?
No, I think you should keep it on, but it's not. I have to make the list this week. So it's for next week.
All right. Okay, here we go. Let's launch the wheel and figure out what are we going to talk about in episode 178. So many ideas on the wheel right now.
It's a very fat wheel.
All right, here we go. Episode 178. What could it be? All right. Oh, guest choice.
Wow. What do we do?
Hasn't happened in a while.
Hasn't happened with no guest. Who's our most recent guest?
Chester?
He's not available.
Okay.
Should we like put a call out on Twitter or something?
To who? Billy Bush?
I mean, like, he's not on Twitter. We established that. I don't know.
Yeah.
How should we do this?
Do you want to ask somebody on Twitter? What do you want to do? Anybody on standby?
I don't have anybody on standby. Do you have anybody on standby?
I mean, you want to wake your kids up?
I think I'll get in trouble for that.
Yeah.
Because my wife left. She's just said, like, everyone's sleeping.
Sometimes Dominic is playing Xbox in the next room, but no, he's not over here. Not a good day to ask my wife.
No.
So, should we re-spin?
I think we just have to spin. Yeah, I think we have to spin.
Okay, sorry about that.
Well, for next time, we'll come up with an idea for who to ask as a guest. Maybe we should have like an official guest going forward.
Okay.
Like America's... Maybe Kato Kaelin wants to be Renap's house guest.
All right.
He was America's house guest.
All right. Now, I don't know if this is eligible. Robin Akiva face off.
It's eligible.
It's eligible?
Yeah, we put it on last week. It's eligible.
Wow. Sometimes... things are on the wheel for months and months and months and months and months. Sometimes some things they can't wait to be born.
Yeah. I literally just told you that's probably been on for, 8 months or something. And the hot takeoff. And
yeah.
Meanwhile, Robin Akiva face off jumps right off the wheel.
But you know what? Sometimes it's good. It has momentum because it's came into the world last week. I waited 1 week to get eligible. And now here it is. First time that it's able to come up. It's here. Robin Akiva face off.
You know, elephants are pregnant for like 2 years.
Yeah.
And butterflies get birth in like 2 days. Now, I made the second thing up. I have no idea about butterflies.
Is this pregnancy. The lying episode?
No, I don't know. But elephants are pregnant for like 18 or 22 months or something.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. Well done. Uncle Kiwi, what's coming up for you?
This week on 32 Fans, we did the best animal draft, and on the Patreon, we did the worst animal draft. And GOG, we've had, we finished season 3, and we should be watching a movie. We always watch a movie featuring some of these stars of the show New Girl between seasons.
Now, is Julia Garner any relation to Jennifer Garner?
Now, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why are you asking me that right now?
Isn't that somehow involved with the movies that you watch on NGOG?
Oh, I hear you. No, why is Jennifer? No, Jennifer Garner is a big thing on NGOG, but she's not like a major player in NGOG. She's not.
Yeah, I knew she was
on the show New Girl.
Yeah, but I thought you watched Jennifer Garner movies.
No, we watched Yesterday, but I think that's because someone was in it. Like one of the cast was in the movie. Okay. It was a coincidence, I believe.
Yes. Okay.
I don't know how that started. I honestly don't remember how that started. Allie will remember.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know much about Julia Garner at all, to be honest, other than you she's said like
Ozark and Inventing mm-hmm. Anna.
Like everyone.
They're not related.
Mm-mm.
And now she's going to
be every
Madonna.
Celebrity we talk. Yeah, I guess she'll become
be
a big
bigger
star
than
probably.
Jennifer Garner.
Maybe bigger than Madonna. Imagine if the person who played Madonna became more famous than, like, she could be getting the Generation Award by like 2025 at this point.
Wow.
From MTV.
Okay.
I'm excited to watch Face Off and for you and I to face off with. We got to figure out what we're going to do. I don't want to promise we're doing Robin Akiva trivia. Okay. We'll figure something out.
If people have ideas, let us know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What should Robin Akiva face off with?
Mm. I know. And you're face blind.
I am face blind.
Yeah.
So I would be a very bad, it would be very easy if you were John Travolta or Nicolas Cage to trick me.
You have a lot of questions about the whole thing.
Oh, you're there. Some of them are going to be answered by the movie, but the movie will also raise many questions, but I'm very excited okay. to get
into it. Is it streaming anywhere?
I mean, it should be one of those things where it's sort of like a national treasure, not like the movie National Treasure, which we also watched, where like every streaming service should be allowed to have it for free.
Yeah. Like, why is it called Face/Off?
We will get into it.
Okay. It's on Amazon Prime or Hulu Plus. Do I have Hulu Plus or do I have just plain old Hulu?
Amazon Prime Video.
What is Hulu Plus?
If you have to ask, you can't afford it.
What is Hulu Plus? Hulu Plus is premium Hulu, a subscription. Mm-hmm. Boy, I don't know if I have premium Hulu. I think I might just
Is premium Hulu different than Hulu Plus?
It's the premium version of Hulu.
I will say the whole movie appears to be available for free on YouTube also.
Okay. That's good.
Although I know sometimes they're like, it's like 0.8 speed to avoid the detectors of the, you know, the narcs.
Yeah. Okay. All right. The narcs. All right, Uncle Kiwi, what's coming up for you? Anything else?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Got a lot of like end of the year parent things going on.
Oh, yeah.
Your kids are probably done with school.
No, they're still going for a couple of weeks.
Okay. So that stuff is always like, you know, boring. You're watching a lot of other kids get awards and then it's like your kids last always. Mm-hmm. But
the generation awards for the school.
That would be great. I mean, I would be so proud if like Adira, one of my kids, get like the generation award.
Mm-hmm.
Like you've
I
only
know,
been in
I know
school
I'm
for 1 year.
From Wanta High School.
I mean, you are literally one of their two most famous alum per Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
You could get it.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think the RNAP audience had to come through for that.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So same time, same bat time, same channel, whatever. Next week, this show, you, me. Joshy Dubs.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for joining us. I guess, should we talk about what we learned today?
Is that a hit? Like, are people liking what we learned?
How about this? We're not doing it. And if you want it, then mm-hmm. if you want the segment, then tell us you like it. And if not, we'll just you don't have to say I hated it. Just don't say anything.
Don't hurt our feelings. Just
don't
nothing.
Say and then
I'm not against doing it every week, but I haven't seen any feedback one way or the other.
I don't even know if people
it.
Listen this far.
It's a good way to find out.
Okay. Akiva, give us give a polarizing hot take here at the end of the podcast and see if people.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Well, I already gave one that people aren't going to like. That like J-Lo's, you know, sort of overrated. Is like because she's she's not overrated. She's great, but
double down on it.
Well, I'm just saying she's like an A-minus movie star and an A-minus singer, and we make her into this like B, you know, like insane celebrity, whatever. But really, it's just like. If her movie, if she just had a movie career, if she just had like, I don't know, whatever. That's, you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. That's just all I'm saying.
All right. You heard it here first.
Ultimately, I'm team Jay Garns and not J-Lo or Ben Affleck. I mean, look at poor A-Rod. Look what she did to poor A-Rod. Where is he now?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. There you go. Thank you so much for joining us on Robin.
I don't think she's
going to
win our generation award. I think that's probably.
Yeah. We're not going to get to A-Rod.
No, we're not giving you the award to A-Rod.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So, I don't know. Maybe, who was the guy that won the first I'm a Celebrity Getting Out of Here? I think he has a famous name, same name as somebody else. I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here winner. It's probably boring. So
US version?
Yeah. Yes.
I Googled and I got the British version and the Aussie version.
No, the first one.
First one's probably British. We probably stole it from.
Yeah. Let's see. His name is
Chris Judd.
Yeah. Maybe we get
who
him.
Is he?
He was married to J-Lo.
Oh, the guy was married to J-Lo. I was wondering why you're going all this way. I mean, the second place person is Melissa Rivers. I think we could get her.
Probably.
And third place is stuttering John Melendez.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lou Diamond Phillips, Tori Wilson, John Sally.
John Sally. Okay.
Probably get any of those people.
Probably. All right. Thank you so much for joining us again. Bye.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.